All right, so I borrowed some of Colin's Signar, and I decided to play it against Max and Smirks. He was playing Ashlyn, and I was playing Kane, too. No, I was not playing Keith. During the battle, Maxon managed to kill a whole lot of my army, so I ended up having to go for assassination late game. I decided to feat with Ekane and kill most of her army, and on that last shot, I decided to make... Oh, let's just make a shot at Ashlyn. She's really hard to hit, but see if I can make it work. I rolled a hard 10 and hit her while she's zero-camped, doing dice plus 10 damage and killing her outright.
That's what I call overkill.
Because Fox isn't here, I had to join in on that, yeah.
Yep.
What?
No.
You're just working the math out in your head? It's fine, don't worry about it. It's a joke. Just keep going.
Okay.
No, it really happened.
I mean, yeah, it did happen, and you were actually playing against Keith. You were just trying to spare him the...
Right, the embarrassment of losing yet again this week.
Yeah, we don't want Keith to be embarazada.
What does that mean?
Pregnant. Oh my gosh. You mean prohibido barbido?
No. Embarazada is pregnant. In Spanish.
Well, we
embarrassed. Really?
I knew he was pregnant.
No, I'm not kidding. Embarazada in Spanish means pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
All right, then.
Hello, and welcome to Meet the Minis Miami, number 26. You weren't doing it, so I jumped in.
I was waiting for...
Well, we did it now.
Bienvenido a Miami. All right.
Done. I was waiting for our compadre to get back.
What? I wasn't gone.
All right, so hello, and welcome to episode 26 of Muzon Minis.
Is there an echo? Getting an echo.
Bienvenido. I mean, I already did this.
Yeah, I'm getting, I don't know what's getting an echo again. Like,
bienvenido,
weird.
I already did this.
That doesn't sound like Spanish.
Bienvenido, or bienvi, I already did this.
Yep.
Who are you, and what do you play?
I'm Colin, and I play Scorn.
Oh, man. I'm Fox, and I play Crix.
I'm Adam, and I play Minions.
I'm Lance, I play Kator.
And I am Crump, and I play Circle.
Circle sucks.
Agreed.
This week, we're going to actually start off with kind of going on to a question that we didn't get answered in the last podcast that I think probably needs to be talked about at least.
Is it is it the World Team Championships?
Everybody's going to say WTC,
no,
right?
No, it's not.
No, WTC, more like WTF, am I right?
At the end.
That should be the subtitle of this podcast when we don't talk about WTC and people get really pissed.
Well,
WTF, am I right?
If you want to hear about the WTC, tune in to the end of the podcast where I will spoil something about the WTC. All right.
Uh-oh. I hope it's just a giant troll.
People
are just like skipping right now.
The question we have before us today is, what impact do we think the new casters will have on their factions?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh.
I think, like, because some will definitely have a greater impact than others.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'll go ahead and start Xerxes. Like, actually, I don't know how big of an impact he'll have just because I think a lot of players will get him killed. Just because he's going to be so hard to hide.
Mm-hmm. I think,
and so
I think he'll probably have a lot of impact, multiple of them throughout the game.
Oh, God.
As he charges models.
I knew that was coming.
Really
you said
low hanging fruit joke that you just had to reach for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had to.
You're so creative.
Thanks, Lance.
And witty.
That joke had impact.
Could have actually been a joke.
Oh, fudge nuggets.
Apparently, there are so many jokes we could do about Xerxes about, like, rushing and mobility. And
yeah.
Yeah. But, continue. So, like, this caster, he has, like I said last week, I think if he's not, he has potential to be the best caster in the faction, if played well with the correct list. But because there are so many different styles he can bring with just the different ranged elements or the Mullet Karn, his Mullet Karn bullet that he has.
The juice.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Mullet juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
Like orange
so, like,
juice.
The potential impact on the faction
not
is pretty...
Like,
okay. Like,
yeah. It was really interesting. He's got the... I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And then he said he's got the
no,
juice.
I have no
like,
idea
what
you said.
No. Plural for... Some people that have been, were wandering around the Middle East for 40 years.
Anti-Semitic.
I wasn't being.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
You're fine.
Okay.
Keep going.
I think as you mentioned, he may be like one of, if not the best casters in Scorn. I think it was Rinth posted something pretty interesting on our forums, which, according to how you look at that, is either like a giant blessing of like this caster is extremely powerful, or it shows like the inherent lacking power of Scorn casters, depending on which way you look at it.
Yeah.
I prefer the first rather than the latter.
Wasn't he that said that the Xerxes 2's Moloch Karn is the best Moloch Karn?
He did, because Colin. No, I said Makeda 2's or Makeda 3's was the best.
Yeah.
And he disagreed, which I don't disagree with necessarily.
True.
The reason why I like Makeda 3's is because you get to kill more infantry in a faction that can at times struggle at killing infantry. It's really huge. Because from time to time, Scorn has the problem of actually, like, yeah, you go up against Kador or you go up against Krix and they have an infantry swarm. Like, what are you going to do? Mm. Like, this time, or with her Moloch Karn, you can just pop feet and then he can just go eating through it all.
Sure.
But I don't necessarily disagree with him that his Moloch Karn might be the best, because it has the threat range, plus it adds to the hitting power, and it also adds to the ability to hit. So, like, I don't necessarily disagree.
Well, she can do all that, too, except for the speed boost.
And, well, hitting power.
Isn't his hitting potential, like, basically the same, because it's Lucrea's Animus?
What? What do you mean?
Well, like, how is he helping him to hit? By just knocking down
Xerxes?
Stuff? Yeah.
No, a spell. A feat with signs of importance?
No, I thought you meant by, like, the Kriya Animus and -2 defing things.
Well, no, I mean, that's later on in the game, if we have to get a on the cast or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, most everything else, it's just the feat.
That's what I get for walking out and then coming back in, thinking I knew where
stub
you guys were talking about.
Did you stub your toe? No.
Sorry, keep going.
So you think he's going to impact the faction a lot by becoming, like, all of a sudden a top-tier caster in Scorn?
Like, the reason why, like, I think some Scorn players would argue my point of him being, like, having much of an impact is because his playstyle isn't so drastically different. Like, he's not, like, a control caster. He's not a lot of the things that the Scorn players wanted, and so the impact they might feel is going to be a little smaller than what it should be.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I think he's, like, potentially the best caster. So, I mean, his impact should be huge, but I think it might be, as a faction in general, they're
like
not
like how the faction plays? Is that what you mean by impact?
He plays very similar to how the faction already plays. Yeah, so he brings no new dynamic thing to the table.
Right.
But he may do what the faction already did better.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What... I'm trying to say you might not see the impact just because you might not see a ton of Scorn players playing him competitively and at top tables.
You also just don't see that many Scorn players.
I think that's changed quite a bit. Like, last few tournaments I've been to, there's been at least like 4 or 5.
Surprising number at Daikon.
There were a lot at Daikon. There were quite a few at our local qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, they're around. But, so that's Scorn. We don't have to... We can move on to Minions.
So, I think Minions is actually kind of interesting because in regards to how they impact the faction, so if we break it down, I think Helga will... I don't know if she'll impact the faction as a whole, because the faction is split, not just because of the packs, but some players are like, I only play pigs and I only play gators. I think Helga, as a Pharaoh-only player, you know, jumps to the top of the line right there with Carver, obviously, right? And so I think that that's going to really impact the list that you see for Pharaoh-only players. I'm not quite sure. I know I said I was going to get 10 games in this last week.
Yeah, did you play any games with Helga yet?
I got 0 games in across the board.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Because school starting?
Yeah. First week of school and getting everything situations was pretty rough. So I'm going to try and get a lot of them in this week. But I'm actually excited to play him and see if I can get her to be a 2 list, maybe 3 list, you know, make her competitive.
You're just at the point with, like, pigs where I feel like, in terms of dojo, it's just, like, throw whatever at the wall, and if something sticks, then keep trying at that.
Yeah, and that's kind of where, and I'm just going to keep fishing at it. Because it's not a matter of, like, technical play with pigs, because I have the technical play down in, like, the trickery. It's not that.
Witch.
It's I'm not trying to be cocky. I'm just saying, like, I played it for so long. I haven't played it for a while, but the tricks haven't changed. Like, that's the
There's
point.
Been no new units.
Yeah, there's nothing new that they've been like, haha, new trickery, except for this feat, which is, you know, a little bit of trickery, but also a little brings a lot to the table.
Sure.
I think her feat is, it could be, like, turn the table. If it's going to be anything that's going to put her out there, it's going to be her feat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. They, in regards to Jagu Jagu,
we're working on it.
Yeah, I'm working.
You
say it in the mirror every morning.
I'm jaga 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 jaga. Just I'm seeing a speech therapy coach for him.
Yeah.
So
is the coach a gator?
Jagu. Yeah, it's just like it's just Adams and Pygmalion.
Every time you say Jagu, you get like zapped. Someone zaps you with like a cow
right in the nuts.
Oh my god, now this turned into like a, Jason Biggs or whatever type movie.
Oh god.
Where he was out on the date and then he got the, like, little shocking thing on his nipples or something.
Yeah.
Shock therapy.
Whatever the hell. No, it wasn't.
No, that was Saving Silverman.
No, it was, Saving Silverman, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what movie are you talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
Jason Biggs.
That Jack Black, Man of Pete thing, yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. I think she has more potential. And the way that I think she may affect the format more is it's forcing those players that either play Blind Water exclusively or play the full faction where before when they get to a Masters qualifier, they're saying, okay, now I feel as though I might need to dip into pigs just so I have a third list. Where I was thinking that for the longest time, and obviously I built my Barney and Friends list. Jagu Jagu presents a here's a third list, or if you go to a tournament or your meta or your area has a lot of X, you know, she could be very viable in that format. So I think she could change what you see competitively. When it comes to what you see competitively, Minions players are crazy because they're like, well, I want to bring I want to come to this tournament and bring stuff that I don't want to do.
Sure.
In regards to competitive, I actually want to say this. Congratulations to Ricard, who is Arlahan on the PP forums. He's a member of Team Muse. He just this last week won the Battle of Lund, which is a really big tournament in Sweden.
Oh, cool.
With Gators.
Yeah,
and he brought he's recently started dipping into Pharaoh. He was playing Rask and Maloc. Him and I have been kind of communicating back and forth on like list builds.
Sure.
So I think what she will do is because both the faction as a whole has kind of gotten a little bland on list builds, casters don't really change that.
No.
So
it's kind of what they are.
Yeah.
It's just a similar thing with you were saying with Helga, that if there's no change to the faction itself in terms of units, however amazing the caster is, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, so you might see her more often, and she definitely has some trickery with her feet. I personally think that she is a viable option. I think she can crack armor on her feet. I do think she's going to struggle against trolls and probably struggle against
Scorn!
Scorn, if it's... Possibly Scorn if it's high armor, multi-wound infantry lists. And then the other thing would obviously be Convergence. I think Convergence is going to be a horrible matchup for her. There's a lot of stuff you can do with her feet. And I am excited to play her more. I've kind of thought about that whole cracking armor thing a little bit more and switched my list up a little bit. But I think that they are both viable casters that can add diversity to a competitive player going and saying, hey... This is. I'm looking at the field. I want to bring this and this now.
Sure.
But I'm. The verdict's still out on Helga.
Okay.
I think.
You have another cast to talk about.
He's already talked about both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helga and Jagu.
That happened.
I believe that Jagu Jagu is 100% viable.
No.
Your impact is you think she has a pretty heavy impact on you.
I think you will definitely see her. I think she has a competitive game. She's more of a technical caster,
right?
Because of maximizing her feet, I believe is going to be a little trickery, not trickery, a little tricky to do, and being able to really, I'm going to compare her, and this is a bad comparison, but I'm going to compare her to, like, E. Haley. Sure. If you feed on the wrong turn, like, it can severely, like, mess you up. I think she's going to have something similar.
That's what I was going
to
ask, is, like, post-feat, do you find her effectiveness kind of tanks, like E. Haley does?
Mm.
I mean, doesn't she have enough still going on to make her useful after that?
I think you have, I think, like, if you miss the turn to feat, I think it can be very difficult.
That was in a game against Chad he played, and he decided not to feat on a turn, and he killed like a bunch of the Creel warriors, I think they were. And then that wasn't his feat turn, so then on his next turn, when he still had his feat, there weren't any Creel warriors to kill.
Oh, no.
So it was just like a bunch of like heavies.
It's like, oh, God, why am I winning so much? This sucks.
Yeah.
Except he didn't, he didn't win.
Yeah.
But you would have had a better time of it. You would have been able to make it more of an uphill climb for him if you had feated the turn before.
I'll say this. Yeah. I don't think the casters will change the way that the factions played as much as so the other things that are in the book. Sure. I think the other things in the book might add a variety, and then they might like have a synergy with these casters where you might be like, wow, this is amazing. Like Helga's feat, for example, could be really, really good with a battle engine maybe.
Sure.
It depends on what the battle engine is.
Well, we already know the battle engine tramples or whatever, so that's probably terrible.
No, they took trample off of it. Well, we have no idea what it is, because if those spoilers are accurate or not.
Okay.
All right, Bearka, go.
He's on a bear.
He's a
polar
bear,
too.
Is unbearable.
I don't think he's going to affect the way the faction plays.
Yeah, I agree.
He's going to do more of the same, but he's just going to have...
He's got... More so probably than anyone else in that faction, basically a time walk feat.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's actually a really good feat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you just shoot him to death.
Unless it's Epic Xerxes.
Yeah.
I did it!
Well, okay.
I did do that.
Or just play Cato.
Even then, still,
it's like, there's no way to, like, it's like, out. Got Sorsha only.
Yeah.
Got it, son. Like, they just like, Windrush, charge.
They have a Jack that gets immune when he's, like just, Jack Marshall or something.
No, just Beast 09 is immune to.
He's always immune to cold.
So just bring Beast 09. Just, problem solved.
Yeah.
Boosh.
Wait, aren't Wintergard immune to cold?
No.
Nope.
No.
Or Tiernan's are.
But
it's the Wizards. It's Wizards, Beast 09, and Sorsha, and Zarkova.
And Zarkova.
But the Winter Guard in the winter time. You think
that doesn't mean they're immune. Yeah.
And they
freeze in their nuts off.
Yeah, they're still made of flesh and blood, turns out.
I think I should just argue that that's... Yeah, when I play that, I get a call a judge. I'm like, these are Winter Guard, and I'm fighting against these cold guys. Is it okay if I just not get affected?
Can I just ignore this stuff, please?
Yeah.
And they're just like, makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
good.
Okay.
Thumbs up,
Lance.
And the bear cares, what the hell? Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, Chad. He had sound reasoning.
I don't know.
Logic, y'all. No, I don't think he's going to change the faction, but he's going to bring a new way of playing just that specific, like, list of trolls or to take advantage of that weird finesse rule.
Yeah. I lied. Grim 1 might have more of a time walky type feat, but they're like completely different.
Is that the clouds
styles
or
of
the
armies.
Minus three?
No, it's Jarl's clouds. Oh. Grim 1 is like minus two.
Minus three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might be Grim, but of those two casters that have, like, your opponent doesn't get to do as much. Charles sort of does with clouds. Probably less so, though, than the others.
Well, with Borka, the heavies are going to sort of be in your face.
Yeah.
And, like, hard to deal with.
So I think he brings, like, a kind of cool, interesting, control-y aspect to the faction that they have had before. But Grim 1 lists are, like, really drastically different builds than Borka.
Yeah, they're technical and finesse. They don't tend to hold ground as much, whereas Bearka's going to be fine with warriors and heavy beasts and a lot of primal stuff.
Matt, I just want to talk about Absalonia. I don't think she's going to shape the faction at all until Jake Van Meter plays her.
Yep.
Good point.
I mean, next faction.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid
It will
analysis.
Impact the moment that Jake plays her and wins some sort of tournament, then she'll be everywhere.
Oh my
god. No,
he hasn't played bad casters anymore, so...
I don't think... Maybe I'm just an idiot, but I don't think she's a bad caster.
She's got teleport.
She's got a teleport.
She has teleport and wins, right?
She's got the teleport.
I know. She pays the Shredder tax, and she...
Like,
just keep thinking about the Carnivian thing, and I'm like, God, that just seems really good. Like,
any of that.
I don't think she will shape the faction at all. Based on all the conversations I have had with Legion players about her up to this point, they are very pessimistic about her. So, I mean, she will be pushed to the bottom of the barrel until someone's just like, look at how broken she is. Like, look at how good she is, and then people might start playing her.
Yeah, but see, that's also thinking the reason that people would be like, look at how good Lilith 2 is. But for some reason, we're not bringing her.
Don't talk about that.
Doesn't she?
We don't talk about Lilith 2.
You mean you don't.
We, period.
No, he's made a rule on this podcast like 5 episodes ago.
This cast is going to pretend as though she doesn't exist.
It's not written
anywhere.
She's
the Voldemort of Miami.
She does have a pretty... She is the one that should not be named. She's pretty crappy.
I mean, and I guess I haven't played against Legion in quite some time because we don't have a lot of Legion players in our meta, but...
Yeah,
doesn't she bring... Or doesn't Abby 2 bring the idea of a much more... combined arms. I mean, it's still going to be beast heavy because then that's just Legion, but it's going to be a bit more of a combined arms version. Like, you're going to see that even amount of Ravagors and Carnivians and Scythians and things like that versus not just like, I mean, Thagrosh, I guess, does it and that sort of
both
thing.
Both Thagroshes do it.
Yeah, both Thagroshes do it. But I mean, it's just, but I don't see them played anywhere near as much as I see the Vales and the Liliths. So if you're looking at like high-end competitive play, if she ends up being really good, won't she bring the idea of a mixed arms forces for Legion back to the forefront?
I don't think.
I mean, they already are, because all their beasts have like the ones that usually see play have like a ridiculous gun, and then are also respectable in melee.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like pound 15.
Wait,
16s
aren't they? Aren't they getting rage?
Ravagors are pound 16 in melee, I think.
Aren't they getting rage?
But then why does everybody crap all over like other Jacks with POW 16 fists or whatever?
Because they're really, really easy.
Because they're in the focus mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other also, Ravagors are mat 5, but they're Fury 4.
Okay.
So, and they have 2 initials.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're mat 5, POW 16. I know they're mat 5. Their ranged attack is POW 16, I think. Either their ranged attack is POW 16 and their melee attacks are 15, but I think it's 15 and 16.
Okay.
I thought it was the other word. Anyways.
Whatever.
Doesn't make a difference. I guess.
Irrelevant. I think they're poo-pooing the Ravagors maybe just because of the other stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they have access
to. I mean, no one's poo-pooing Ravagors.
I just think
in melee is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
She may not shape the faction, though, because of what Lane's kind of just mentioned about everybody. Like, you see a lot of Vale. Yeah, Vale.
It's just the list that I've seen Legion players playing for about the past since January.
Saren
is like
and Vale.
Saren and Vale, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is fine. Just keep it that way.
No, because I cannot stand Saren.
I mean...
No, what you're supposed to say is you love Saren, because when you say you can't stand them, that means they're going to play them.
Ooh, baby, yeah. I love your Saren.
Yeah, you love Saren.
Yeah,
that was the worst stretch for a run.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Next faction.
That would Radagus? Be me.
Yep.
Spadagus.
He's saving himself for the...
Yeah, he purposely saves himself for last.
Yeah.
So this is going to take the longest...
This is going to be about as short as my Legion summary, which is Spadagus brings a lot of tools to... in a new playstyle to the faction that previously did not exist. Whether or not that playstyle is good or not, it's too soon to call, I think.
Yeah, he's paying the Wald tax.
And...
which is actually a thing.
He definitely has potential, and that may develop over time. I think the way the current... He feels currently very dependent on matchups, and I don't think the way the meta is currently built is good for him.
Yeah.
Yep. It's so he's dependent on matchups where no matchups is good for him. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Sure.
What about the
mirror? I mean, I definitely think he has potential.
The mirror is terrible for him. Like
as I said on the like a Facebook group, I was just like, he is a caster with a really good spell list and a very solid feat. And has a lot of potential. However, after multiple games and like dojoing with him, I found builds for him very static and boring to make.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime that starts happening to me, I just kind of scoop on that caster temporarily and come back for them.
Mm-hmm.
It could also change with the tier.
Yeah.
Not
too much is going to change.
Well, no, I mean, all of these casters could change.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you looked at Midas, himself.
I mean, the best example is Vale too.
What don't you like?
Have 5 free points.
What don't you like to see with Bradagus?
So, any, like...
Or against
anything that can kill his beast.
Like, medium-based infantry are kind of in right now,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of sucks for Wolds.
Yeah.
Because their hitting power is, like, very low to start, so you have to spend, like, your lights building up a synergy chain, and then, like, you can finally kill, like, three wardens or something, you know, like,
warders.
Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, and
that's
go.
If they're positioned in this nice yeah. little crevice.
Right.
Yeah. So that way you can fit your non-reach.
Well, you have your feet. So you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine if you play like Ramphis, because then he like rams and kills people and then moves up.
Okay. Maybe his tier list will allow for you to take Swamp Horrors and they will count as wolves.
All right. That's just ridiculous.
That would be legit.
Legit.
Makes a lot of fluff sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Radagast loves shaping stones. Then he found some octopuses.
Then he found some tentacles.
But he really enjoys... nothing.
Tentacle bento.
I was going to go Japanese porn type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's... Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I stand on him. I have put him on the back burner for a while I focus on... three casters that I'm currently in love with. So.
You mean you put them on the back boulder?
Wait a second. Did you end up getting that the Bradagus from Joel?
He has a Bradagus and Joel. He has a wizard hat.
No, that wasn't Joel's.
Okay,
Chris bought me one.
Does anybody know who Joel is?
No, yeah. it's a random guy in the shop.
Okay,
like one of our guys was just like, "Hey, I got these things," and then Joel was just like. I call that Bradagus, and I was just like, Chris, will you also give me a Bradagus? And then I was just like, actually, just give me Joel's Bradagus.
Yeah.
And Joel was like, what? And I'm like, you remember that one time I gave you that free thing?
You son of a...
And you had given him nothing?
No,
you were just trying
I gave him a Druid Wilder.
It was after this conversation had happened. But
oh, got it.
It was prior to. But yeah.
All right, whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, that's our little, like, final wrap-up. We're not going to talk about these casters.
Yep, so the two relevant ones are, like, Xerxes and Jagger Jagger.
Yep.
To sum it up.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So, there was some new stuff that happened. It was just little picture spoilers from the league. The
extraordinary gentleman.
Extraordinary. Yeah. The first one was actually a Sigdar Jack. This thing... Like, I looked at this thing, I was like, wow, it looks like there's kind of a lot going on. Like, because it has two guns. I don't know if the model actually just opens up the gun.
Wait, what?
Like, what?
It has two guns.
There's only one gun.
It's one gun.
It's
I think
one
it's
gun.
Like
that's
the,
a coil.
It's like the storm pods.
Yeah. That's what I was that's like a, was. I think it's a coil that opens up and shoots out Tesla bolts.
It's a heavy firefly.
You're talking about the arm, and then there's the two coming out of the body of it. Is that what you're pointing at?
I'm pointing at the two guns at the top.
Oh, that's just to show the gun at its closed position and then open position.
Yeah.
It's not separate guns.
Like this.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I'm thinking it might come with two different arms.
Oh, he means two sculpts. So you can either have gun closed or gun open, like you can have
the storm
Vlad
pods.
With helmet or Vlad without helmet.
Well, the storm pods don't have two, like, it's just, you can close them or open them,
Can I be Minions Mopey for, like, 3 seconds?
No! So,
when I saw these come out, I was like, son of a... Like, as soon as I saw these, I was like,
son of a...
Okay, this is awesome. But then again, I'm, like, super, super negative in regards to, like, I'm a
Yeah, you want heavies.
No, I'm
you
afraid
want more,
that
you
I'm
want more
not
going to
get a beast.
Yeah, you're afraid of that Signar Jack, like, knocking out your cortex?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
I don't understand how these pictures have anything to do with minions.
He's just like, there weren't pictures of heavies for me, so I'm not getting them.
Exactly.
And they are. Boo!
Yeah.
Exactly. Burns! Boo!
Like, the last, like, five episodes, we were talking about horse casters. Shut up. Suck it up. No, these look great. This looks like a new Signar Jack based off of like some Thunderhead tech. Like it's got the Thunderhead coils
coming
out the back
Thunder
of
them. Picked up
DJ Thunder with a Centurion spear.
Yes. So this is what happened. DJ Thunder picked up a Centurion spear, picked up a pod, and then was like, let's go do this.
I think it's a Firefly gun. Or looks similar to a Firefly gun.
No, the Firefly gun looks like a freaking musical instrument from like Japan.
Is this the Firefly gun? Because they always see the table. Like what they.
It's definitely. It's not like a coil like this. It's basically like if there were like a sword with a giant. The part that goes around your hands, like the hilt, right? The protective thing that goes around your hand. Yeah. What do they call that?
The wristlet.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got like a giant, basically three musketeer style thing with like lightning coils on it, and then it goes into a rod.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't look like a Firefly gun.
Okay.
I know what Fireflies look like. I just watched that series yesterday.
Sure. They're making a Clue board game for Firefly. FYI.
Is the answer, it was the Reavers, and
insert
location
you're
here.
You're trying to solve the mystery of who gave River to the Alliance. And it's someone in the crew, and they're in the thing like
Clue. Oh, it's not a murder mystery.
No.
Yeah. And they're in a mansion.
Doesn't matter. Actually, they're on the ship. But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But back to this Jack.
Yeah.
God, Colin, stop trying to sidetrack us.
Yeah. Like, it looks, I don't know, it looks really freaking sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice to see more lightning coiled, like non-steam powered Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like,
it would make sense for Nemo to continue working on trying to perfect the Warjack into an
electrical. No, he's perfected it with the Thunderhead.
Isn't the Stormall also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mix, isn't it?
Yes.
It's steam. It's like half steam powered and half electrical powered.
Right. It's
a mulatto.
It's a bit of.
Oh my God! Can we talk about your mulatto butt story?
No.
It is right. I remember it has a steam. Like thing coming out.
Yeah,
like
because it's got Defenders cannons, so it's like a half regular Signar Warjack with steam engines, and then it's got all the
half Tesla coils
for the lightning pods and the stuff for the Stormcallers to use.
Yep.
So I imagine this is going to have some sort of synergy with Stormcallers, maybe.
Calling immunity to electricity.
And probably
a good call.
Storm calling it.
That should be a new thing.
I'm storm calling it.
Actually, does this Jack has no stats.
Just like Wish nailed it.
No, it doesn't have. It's because it's all electrical
it's
power.
All electric.
Jesus.
No.
Where have you been?
I've been in this conversation. I'm just like, I thought, like, if you look at the front part of the picture, there's the little dots, like.
Yeah.
That look like the...
Those, if I remember from the Signar fluff that I read about Thunderhead, they built, like, basically a, a Faraday cage around the cortex, because the electrical discharges from the, like, power cables would fry the cortex.
It's insulator, insulation kind of thing. Great system. And it doesn't have a boiler on
the
back of it.
Little fluff science for you there.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I love fluff.
It's called a Nemo cage. Not to be confused with the Faraday cage.
Nice.
Because Faraday doesn't exist in the Iron Kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So this picture came out first, the Signar picture. And I was like, wow, there's a lot going on here. And then the Crix picture came out. And there is so much going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Can I before we move on to the Crix one, can I just
We're not talking about minions.
I love... Not related. I love how they like had to put a little like a lightning bolt on to show just in case you didn't know it was like electricity.
Right,
like,
here is a little lightning bolt badge on his shoulder. I actually, more than like any other thing on that model,
he's gonna hate this thing.
More than like anything on that model,
electricity. Gators like water. That's not good for us.
It does triple damage against things submerged in water.
More than anything on that model, I love the freaking headpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet looking.
Big knight's kind of head with the full grip.
Yeah, the headpiece isn't bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Colin, this Dim Crix Jacks.
Crix Jacks looks like
sweet.
There is so much there.
It looks so cool. Oh, he looks super top-heavy, though.
The picture that we're looking at is so detailed.
I really hope that this thing is called Two Scoops.
I hope so, too. It's in, like, parentheses.
Yeah, it's just
two,
like...
A.K.A. Two Scoops.
It's like the Eradicator, parentheses, two Scoops.
So do you think...
or some sort of
stupid
Christian.
Do you think those are actually just two bucklers?
No. I don't... I actually thought that at first, but I'm like, oh, God.
It looks like a Crix clam jack.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, it might close up and be a huge
more
arm.
Like a, more like a lobster lance.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to punch you, and I don't know when I'm going to stop doing it. But, I like, you know, just because you have the idea of the normal clam jacks just have those big shield walls so that when they come together, it looks like they're bulldozing stuff out of the way. I could see this one closing its arms in front of itself and shoving forward and getting bulldozed and pushing things
sideways.
They look
a little smaller than the clam jacks. Clam my hands.
Oh, maybe it's like that stupid Jack from Kador that nobody plays.
It really could be a
The Marauder?
A Marauder.
The one with the piston?
Yeah,
arms?
Where it like puts its hands together and like slams things, right?
No, it's just got Super Slam. It's got the piston arms.
Yeah, I thought it did that via ramp.
It's got a
like,
combo smite thing.
Yeah.
It sort of looks like it armor pierces.
Yeah.
So is it is this supposed to be a chassis of a Slayer, or what's up with the Slayer in the corner?
What Slayer in the
is
corner?
Is that a Slayer in the
no,
corner?
No, that's, right. that's it.
That's that model.
Yeah, it's just
in
a super...
Action.
Yeah, it's a low-detailed version of the Scoop model.
It actually looks a lot like
Scooping
Nightmare.
Model.
From its side, though, do you see all those spikes
no
coming
way.
Off of this thing? I mean, this thing is going to be a
know
crazy
from
model.
The side, it doesn't have any arms.
Oh, which man, seems bad for minions, it. Right?
Right.
It was that no-armed Jack.
There's zero chance that is the same model.
Its
shoulder pads doesn't have the two spikes coming off of it.
It's the same model.
It's not.
Actually, I agree with Colin. I don't think it is.
Look like right here.
It's yeah.
That's not what I'm looking at.
He's looking at the corner thing.
Two spikes.
Yeah, see those two giant spikes?
Yeah.
They're not on this model.
Yeah, they are.
They're yeah, right they right. are. I see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really hard to see.
Because this image is the size of, like, half of my phone.
Yeah, shut up. I had to shrink it down so that way we didn't waste a ton of ink.
I know, Colin.
It's also in color.
It's okay, and, Colin.
Also, that picture...
Did you need color for the black etched picture?
Yeah, I needed that like tan background.
Yeah. So it looks like a scroll being unrolled. Yeah.
I hate all of it.
You old
mission
fancy
accomplished.
Jack.
No, I can't tell what kind of Jack that is in the corner. And
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be the same. It's just a significantly less detailed.
Yes, it
drawing.
Is a less. That's what I said. It is a less significantly less, yeah. Like one of those pins that they were making.
Oh my god, that's actually what it is. It's
Boosh
like,
Fox called
the
it.
Pin we're going to be doing. Guys.
Oh my god.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Like, just make only chibi pins or whatever they're called.
Chibi mm-hmm. pins.
Chibi. Sure.
Just make only
like they're the only good pins they make. The others are eh.
Yeah.
Maybe
besides their little
the
logos.
Bolt is. Maybe the lightning bolt is a pin.
Okay, that would be a fine pin.
Right?
Because it's not like this God weird damn. Just yeah. Okay, we're not going to go into
that's
it.
It's a spectacular pin.
I swear to God, if this thing has burrow, I'm gonna rage quit.
It's not going to... No, there's no way it's going to have burrow. That's ridiculous.
I might have like burrow.
That's like, that sounds like Mark 1 rules or something.
I mean...
What?
I mean, that rule exists.
Yeah. On a freaking medium or
yeah,
light.
A 3-point.
Yeah, it's not.
So
no.
This one will probably be 4 points.
Yeah, it's not. It's not even bull bleep enough for Fox to own.
This one will be 4 points. Pound 19.
Yeah.
Matt 7.
I don't know. This thing looks pretty sweet. I think
bonus
might
points
own it.
To anybody who buys this jack, paints it all purple, but then on its face it draws this picture of the sun, puts sunglasses on it, and then fills the scoops full of raisins.
Agreed.
Two scoops!
Alternatively, if you paint it like Scoopy Cool from Culver's.
Scoopy Cool.
Also acceptable.
What if he doesn't actually like fight and he only digs trenches?
He just creates
he just
terrain.
Makes trenches on the table.
Just makes foxholes.
That's his whole job. He does make foxholes! This week in the foxhole. And if you didn't know, that is a butthole joke.
If I were Fox, it would be very uncomfortable.
Jesus,
that's just the title. It feels like all the Jon Stewart ones where they always
actually,
have them.
Strangely enough, I'm actually not.
He is fine with talking about the foxhole.
I'm not,
guess so.
Not uncomfortable about that all right, like at all.
Enough. Fair enough.
It's actually the opposite.
Yeah, so I'll be curious. People are saying that they thought that might be character jacks. Some people thought they may be new Colossals. I don't...
I thought I heard
Colossals.
A while ago.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, look at just... that body on this Crixus.
Well,
it's
know.
So up, so top-heavy.
Like...
Don't we, like, know of jacks that are already in rotation for the next book? Like, I thought there was some, like...
Do we?
...image of a Menoth jack that had, like, a flame
yeah.
armor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
These are just, like...
Wait,
I don't know. Maybe like upgrade kits for chassis,
it was
or
in a
maybe
in a
there was a picture in like
yeah,
lock.
No,
and
I know.
Yeah,
what was the other pictures?
The Kador Mad Dog.
Yep.
And then there was the Rhett, and they just didn't show these two factions, right?
I don't remember a Rhett one.
Yeah, the Rhett Ninja Blade.
It was the Gareth.
Oh, right. It wasn't the actual artwork. It was the concept. Art.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There wasn't one for Mercs.
Did they
no,
really
they got
not show Signar? I thought they showed Signar, and I was
no.
super depressed.
It was Menoth flamethrower, the friggin' Kador thingy, and then the Garrosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Ninja.
Well, I just remember being super depressed, but...
Mm. Yeah.
And you should be.
It's yeah. You
because you play minions.
That's why.
It's because yeah. You got it right. Because I want a Garrosh Jack.
Yeah, you do play minions. Dude, that's why.
Scary Gary's legit.
Oh my god, dude. It's all right. We got you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Take these pants. Mm-hmm.
All right. Take these pins.
Pants.
Oh, okay. You, I thought bro. We were back on the Privateer Press pins. All right. Well, these jacks, the Crix one definitely looks legit. The Signar one is fine.
The Crix one's probably way less legit than the other one.
Wait, it's what got do an you arc mean? Node, too. Like, maybe magically
oh my
it has
God,
an arc node.
It does not have an arc node.
That way it would be legit.
If it did have an arc node, it wouldn't be legit because it would be like four more points than the other arc node.
Wait. You I'm just actually going to say this. Tom Wan's going to love this list, this jack.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Maybe. Dude did play Venithrax.
I'm calling it now. You're storm, calling it?
I'm calling it. I'm calling it.
Yeah, Storm called it.
Storm called it. Wish nailed it.
Yeah, you got Storm call it, and then when you get it, you wish nailed it.
God dang it. that should be our new like tags
wish
on,
nailed it.
On
hashtag,
wish
hashtag
nailed
like Storm called it, hashtag wish nailed it. It'll catch on. Soon yeah. It'll be trending.
I mean, it's already caught on.
Yeah. In this room, which is all where it begins.
Yep.
I'm going to print shirts.
Well, me and Nick already knew about Wish Nailed a little bit.
On the front, it says hash. Storm called it. Back, yep. It says Wish Nailed it.
Yep.
Perfect. Go ahead. Next segment.
Yeah, I'm getting a really bad image in my head for Wish Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to move on to Dojo. And I decided to go with a little crazier Dojo. A faction that I haven't played for a while.
Minions?
We'll never dojo a non-faction. I almost said dono.
So this is crazier than your normal dojo?
So I did a P-Sevi list, which is real original. But the list, on him, he has a Devout, a Reckoner.
That's going to hurt.
Because a Devout, just super good for him. Also put Rax because, you know, you just want more focus with him because he's... You know, has a lot of stuff to do with that there focus. Also, there's a Vassal of Menoth. There's Tristan in the list with Adjudicator. There's Epic Eris, two mechanics, Choir of Menoth, just a min unit, and then Zealots, the max unit, with the Bear and Aeon on Holt.
They have Bears in Menoth?
A Bearer.
Bearer.
Oh, okay.
He's playing Brennenlug.
Sweet.
So the idea is, like, you have... Like, obviously, the Judicator is pretty, like, bananas with him with the Eye of Menoth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have also his battle group. I actually originally just wanted it to be a Devout. But then I just remember that the Judicator's rat, he has, he's inaccurate. So yeah. Then, wait, he goes from rat 4.
To 2?
To, no.
Inaccurate is minus 4 to your ranged attack rolls.
So 4 to 0. Oh, no,
he's a rat 5.
So 5 to 1. Yeah, 5 would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 to 1 up to 3 with the choir, and then 3 is pretty bad.
And 5 with aiming, and then I to 6, just like rat 6.
And then you have a Reckoner to make it rat 8. Well, I mean, this is Menoth.
Right, yeah.
Like, they're used to rat 8, 9s, like...
Yep.
Especially for their jacks. But... So, like, that's why I was like, oh, I kind of want to be able to flare, especially, like, a heavy that I just want to, like, gun down in a turn, because this list seems pretty able to just gun down a heavy in a turn, because there's just a lot of focus on the board with the Reckoner and a lot of focus on the board with the Judicator. And then, let's see, this, I don't know, this... I feel like the Devout is really extremely necessary with him to shield guard the Reckoner, or to shield guard, not the Reckoner, the Judicator, because the Judicator is probably going to have Defender's Ward on it, because there's no other real great target for it in that list. Mm. You look confused.
Yeah.
I agree with that comment.
And so...
There's not another great target.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you put Defender's Ward on the Judicator, and then you... have the shield guard to either shield guard him from Eris 2 shot or the caster himself. Because you're positioning, you can be almost 6 inches behind the Judicator with your cat with Sevi.
Sure. Wait, and so, why are you concerned about your Judicator getting shot by Eris?
To lose Defender's Ward.
Can't you just kill her with your a gajillion guns a turn?
I mean,
that are like base POW 10 on blast damage.
So it's is it it's POW 14 or guns, right?
Yeah, they're POW. I think his might be 15. The Redeemers are 14. So let's just base it off Redeemer rockets. I for some reason thought the Judicators were one higher.
They're 14s. And okay, 12.
So they're 14s. So they go to sevens and then plus choir and then plus I is 8. Or sorry, is 10. Math.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I mean, also, I hate blast damage.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because it auto does damage.
No, I hate blast damage because it's very unreliable.
Oh, I see.
That's actually the reason why I went away from Menoth and got into Signar, because Signar is just all about direct hitting.
Sure.
And Menoth was very, very much on the deviation bandwagon. And I would just have deviations that would just deviate. Like, there would just be a massive clump of my opponent's army. And then it would just deviate to the exact spot where it hits nothing.
Sounds like a really annoying bandwagon to be on. A deviating bandwagon. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, you're just like, where are we?
You'd be in the ditch all the time.
We're over here. Oh, my God, we're over here now.
So here was the issue. Several issues that I foresee with this list. One, there is not a good target for Defender's Ward, really, other than the Judicator, which you pointed out. You know what being as sweet as? Def 8 goes to 10, and then armor 21. The difference between Def 8 and 10 is irrelevant, and Tristan has Fortify.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about Fortify. Oh, actually, no, I didn't. Like, I did and didn't forget about Fortify.
Plus, if he puts Defender's Ward on himself, he drops Iron Man off.
That is also ballsy. Another thing I don't
never mind.
Love about for you to finish your point before I just said upkeep.
Maybe you descended toward Tristan.
Another thing I don't love about the list
the
is that
it's not terrible for Defender's Ward.
Sevi, because he usually is so far back on the table, it's like spends all of his focus, and you will have 4 focus that you have nothing to do with every turn. Because if you upkeep Defender's Ward, upkeep I, allocate 2 to the allocate 2 to the Reckoner, then there's 4 left.
Mm.
And there's no way for him to make use of that focus in the list.
Okay.
Unless there's a turn where the things are getting into melee, then he can make use of it. But, like, he can't cast spells because then he will get died. Like, super dead because there's not any way to extend his range.
I don't think I'm terribly worried about him sitting on 4 focus.
I mean, that's 50% of your warcaster's resources that you're not using.
Yeah, but it also...
He has Ashes to Ashes, right?
Yeah, but,
if
what
he
Nick's
casts it
to say
in this
is,
list, he will die.
It's range 8.
He casts it on the Judicator. Yeah.
Even when he's far back?
How's he going to cast a spell if he's far back?
There's no Arc Node in the list. Yeah.
You can get an Arc Node.
He casts on a Judicator.
That's where Nick is getting with
it. He just ashes through the asses.
Yeah.
Of your Judicator.
Nick has a hard time getting to the point sometimes.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily mean like an Arc Node. I just want you to be able to give more focus.
Like his character Arc Node is really, really good.
It is.
So it might be like
Ashes to Ashes. It's just not very fun.
Ashes to Ashes.
Yeah, no. Actually, I actually just hate that spell.
So the list should be.
Why
called?
Do you hate that spell?
Because it's
random.
It's sometimes 4 focus kill 2 models.
Yeah. Or no models.
Efficient.
Or no models by missing.
Okay.
But
you're just complaining him keeping too much focus. So when we ask you how to spend
I mean, just like change the jackalope up out so he has more to allocate out
to what melee jacks or more ranged ones, or
whatever he wants.
Could be a second reckoner, or like I was thinking, because like I P7 is one of my favorite casters in this faction.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the casters I played a lot, and one of my favorite loadouts for his battle group. Was one John did a long time. It was before I even played War Machine.
Sure.
But it was a bunch of, like, it was like 4 Repenters, which is the list I ended up, like, that's how my Drake list, my original Drake list with Hexy 2 came about, was I kind of just copied his Repenter list in Scorn. But, like, I like the idea of playing a bunch of Repenters with him because their sprays are base POW 12 up to 14 with the choir and then up to 15 with Eye of Menoth, and then
Rat 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just really, really good.
Yeah.
And range 8, cool. Auto fire. Like, that's... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not deviating anything, so...
Yeah. That's, again, going that's awesome. Mount route, though, they're pretty focused on independent jacks.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like you don't want the focus. Like, or you couldn't put the focus to good use. Like, giving them focus and having them boost
it. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Unlike harder to hit targets.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, like, I assume... I don't know, like, it's weird because how the matchups work with Menoth if you actually drop Sevi against those high-def factions. I'm not actually sure how that...
Be fine.
Be fine.
Yeah.
Because like, I know I help... Like, I is very weird because it helps to hit and it also helps for damage a little bit. Like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm drowning.
Yeah. +1/+1 for your harm is pretty good.
Save me.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Save me.
I also really wanted the battle engine.
Yeah, that thing's really legit.
Because, like, basically a free ashes to ashes is nice.
Yeah.
The only reason why I'd want to play him is just so I can convert stuff.
Yeah, dog. I think I talked about that on the main cast one time about how I just wanted to play P Sevi versus new players only.
And like Madeline Corbeau.
And just have like the book and like Sevi would Defender's Ward himself and just full camp every turn by pulling a rat one off the rack and just be def 16 armor like 26 or whatever. And then just walk up to enemy models and just like star action convert them every turn. Just against new players to just like see how
cool, like, dude.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun, dude.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I don't know. Maybe Menoth is just boring to talk about.
No, it's not. It's a faction probably more so than most where, since their casters are so... They're not lackluster, but...
Interchangeable?
Well, kind of.
They're pretty crappy.
And their casters do kind of, like... They don't do it on their own.
Right.
What?
Yeah, they need toys to help.
No, what's his face?
AKA Warjax.
No, what's his face does it on his own?
AKA Resnick 2.
Resnick 2.
Oh. Resnick 2 does it all on his own.
Yep. But yeah, because they...
Wrath of Ages!
So, like, spell lists aren't usually, like, Severus' spell list is very supporty, and, like, Ashes to Ashes is not an amazing spell. It's fine, but... You get most work out of their casters by spending their typically high focus pulls allocating to
Warjacks.
Super sweet Warjacks that are always +2/+2 and super cheap. Freaking 8-point jacks.
Yeah.
Just so dumb.
Choir tax.
Yeah. Choir tax my ass.
No, clearly there's a choir tax.
Yeah. All those 8-point jacks and Signar's just like,
The choir tax is a tax the rest of us pay to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. But Lance, you got some dojo?
I do.
Do ya? Is it minions?
Yeah.
No minions. No more.
All right. On the Kador Privateer Press forums, Trent Dennison has started a thread that's actually gone relatively epic.
I thought you were going to say viral. I was like, what? Like an ice bucket challenge?
Kind of. There was originally a thread out there started... Ask Jamie P. a question for our podcast. And it was just a bunch of people just listing a bunch of questions they wanted Jamie P. to answer. Mm-hmm. So then immediately Trent Denson comes along and he's just like, ask me questions for no podcast whatsoever. And it's just, and that has gone 12 to 13 pages where the original one is like at 3.
That's and amazing.
It's really him just talking about his tech. And for the most part, it was Vlad 3 dojo. But then people were just throwing around, like, what do you think about this person? Do you have any kind of crazy jank for this caster?
Hey, you got some stuff for Helga?
Yeah, dude, does he?
I don't know.
Is that what you want me to ask him?
Yeah,
you should post that. Be like,
what do you have for Helga?
What do you have for Helga? And he's going to be like, who is Helga?
Are you? No, it was all... It's all
chick from
stuff.
Hey Arnold?
Did they have that in Australia, I wonder? Anyway, he posted... A list of epic Sorsha with some interesting Merc models included that I thought we could
drag over into a number of other Kador matchups that I want that I think might be interesting.
Please,
so,
please tell me there are cutthroats.
No.
Dang it. I scoop.
Oh my god, we should do a joke about cutthroats. All right, go on, Lance.
Ooh.
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 I got one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Saving it.
All right, save it for another podcast. So, my dojo list is P. Butcher.
Wait, what? I thought you were going to talk about Sorsha 2.
But that's I'm not going to spoil his list until after this, because I want to tell you what my dojo is and why I based it off of it. And then,
okay.
Because like, you're going to know what's coming.
Sorry, you would just prime me for Sorsha 2, and then you're like, so Butcher.
Yeah. So mine is Butcher based off of his Sorsha 2.
All right, I got
it. Is it Butcher 2?
No, Butcher 1.
Oh. So P. Butcher. What?
Butcher 1 with a War Dog and a Spriggan.
Mm-hmm.
Widowmakers with a Marksman. Covenant Joe with Rifle Corps. Great Bears. Man of War Dracoon. Saxon Oric. And now here comes the craziness.
Andre.
Nope. Max Steelhead Halberdiers.
What?
With Valachev.
Oh my
god. Okay.
Steelhead, Min Steelhead Cavalry, and Stannis Brocker.
Wait, was there just a random IFP solo in there with nothing to do that order on? You're just like, two no. points, rocket.
Where?
I thought I heard an IFP solo.
No.
You said
you
Min
said
okay, so P. Butcher, War Dog, yeah. Spriggan, Stannis Brocker, Widowmaker Marksman, Kovnik Joe, Saxon Oric, Man of War Dracoon, Steelhead Halberdiers,
oh,
Max.
Man of War Dracoon. That's a,
Man of War Dracoon, the horse guy.
Yep, yep.
Without dismount.
All right.
Steelhead Halberdiers with Valachev, Steelhead Cavalry, Great Bears, Widowmakers, Winter Guard Rifle Corps.
This just blew my mind.
So the idea is iron fleshed, decently commanded. Steelhead Halberdiers on the charge go up to def 18.
You mean against the charge?
Against the charge. Yep. With set defense.
Yep.
And then on Fury go to POW 14. I mean, yes, we have IFP. I understand there's a lot of benefits to IFP, but these guys are way cheaper and then now have the extra module of Cav charging through each other, etc.
Yeah. Like,
and then back swinging with Stannis Brocker on flanks, etc., etc.
Oh god, he does have back swing.
He has back swing. I can put Fury on him, and you can back swing.
What's
I've got
pow? What's the pow on him?
His pow is 12. So I can make him up to a 15, two double back or 15 back swings.
All
15 back swings.
All the cavalry
pow 15.
All the cav have
no
back swing.
Yeah. Oh, do they? No, they have assault.
No, they don't
no,
have backswing.
They
back
have
swing.
Backswing. That is their redeeming all quality right. because they're mat freaking 5.
So, they're mat 5, but they go up to mat 7 with flank. Cavalry axes from 11s to...
Mat 9 on the charge because they're cav.
Yep. From 11, and they... And then Stannis Brocker actually has powerful
no.
charge.
Mat 5 on the charge with plus 4 to hit. Come on. Come on.
Jesus. Yeah, Stannis Brocker has brutal charge, so it's plus 2 to his weapon.
They
so
all have brutal charge.
Okay. Whatever.
Just it's important to know.
All of those guys together, plus the assault shots mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah, they're gonna kill some stuff.
How many points?
Stuff's gonna blow up.
How many points is that?
Is what?
The cav.
The minion is
time.
6.
Ooh, okay.
So I have 6 for the max unit of Halberdiers mm-hmm. with 2 for Valachev, 6 with the cav, 4 mm-hmm. for Stannis Brocker.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, the module is more than just straight IFP, and I get the idea of IFP, and I've been playing a lot of IFP.
Yeah.
Just Iron Flesh plus these guys and a neat little boat of them seems interesting. So he had a Sorsha 2 list where he was using them with Iron Flesh, and it seemed like it would be kind of fun. He had a Sorsha 2 list with the Halberdiers. He had Max Cav, no Stannis Brocker, but then he had like Max Ulans as well and everything. So it was just coming screaming from a long distance away yeah. and doing big damage.
So what I like is I think this list has a bigger imprint or a bigger footprint.
Footprint
yeah. on the field.
Fart print, in your case.
With,
right.
With, just, like, because IFP, like, they're always so clumped together.
Right.
Because of shit wall, obviously. And, like, these guys get to just spread out and play the entire field.
Range 9 with Valachev in the middle of them. And then they have the Zephyr moves, so they can dig deeper. They have his spray. They obviously can benefit from the feet. The whole idea of the army, I think, is with the Rifle Corps standing behind those guys, shooting through them, and then waiting for the the basically they're waiting for the charge. They want the alpha.
Is there access to Pathfinder in the list?
Yeah. Saxon.
Saxon. Saxon. Okay. Yeah. Sweet if we just had this list on this paper.
Wouldn't it just here?
My only issue with the list, and this comes from experience, is that Steelhead Cav on paper look legit, and then in game are just the most lackluster pieces of crap.
They're actually paper in the game.
Yeah. They die so freaking easily. They're and commanded. It's not that hard to wipe out a unit of Steelhead Halberdiers so that, like, if the Halberdiers are gone, the Cav do nothing. Like, they just turn to crap.
So you just keep a guy
also, on them? Also, the Cav are freaking Command 8.
Yeah.
Just like, charge, turners!
Yeah, I was actually
like, that's really dumb that sure. they do not have some sort of...
Does Sans Brocker not have command?
He's command, command 9.
But he's 9. So, like...
It's still Bunzy.
You might as well put Valachev on him.
You can't. Like, you cannot put Valachev on the large base.
Yeah.
You cannot put ranking officers.
I was trying... The East Orchard list that he had actually had Rock Bottom in him to throw coins on...
Might actually. God, yeah, it's actually, so freaking crappy. Like, I'm just speaking from experience of playing them, because I was like, oh, I'm going to buy them and try them out. This could be sweet. And then I, like, played, like, 10 games with them. I was just like, God, these just suck. Like, Steelheads just die, and then the Cav become worthless pieces of junk. Man.
If you don't need to worry about it, too, I mean...
It's just from experience.
He does have a pretty nice flamethrower.
He does.
I mean...
I would try it.
Actually...
Yeah, but don't buy Steelheads. Try it first.
I already own them.
I'm sorry. From my experience...
Cav or the...
Cav. I meant Cav.
Yeah, I have 3 Cav. That's why I have the min in here versus max.
Right.
Colin? So, from my... Because I've played against the Cav unit one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was against Hacksaw. And Hacksaw, like... that Cav unit just wrecked my day.
Mm.
Like, and it was just the Cav unit alone under Damiano's feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they go up 3 strength and then 3 arm as well with the feet. And then,
sure.
Like, they were just in my face. And so you get to kind of, you get half of that at least with Fury.
Sure.
And then, like, on a charge, Matt 7 probably good enough against those targets you want to kill.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm assuming they're kind of charging the bigger guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because they what's their speed? 7?
The issue is that the first attack is Matt 7, and then the second attack is Matt 5.
They're speed 8 with reach, so they can do ride-by attacks, and they can, or charge forward.
Or, yeah, like, because, yeah, speed 8 is actually super good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, so they out-threat a lot of those bigger targets, like... Heavy Warjacks or
sure.
Colossals. And those guys, it doesn't matter if you're Mat 5. Like, what matters is, like, when you're going up against, like, little infantry.
Or heavy Warjacks. Or medium-based infantry. I mean, this is just a modification of the P-Butcher gun line, but just throwing in some cheap infantry to kind of add a little bit of a melee imp. Element to it that might actually be decent.
Depending on the magic, you could probably keep the Cav alive by iron flushing them so they don't just get shot off the table.
Sure, def 16, arm 16 with 5 boxes.
Yeah.
So I know we're talking dojo.
They do evaporate rather quickly.
Okay.
I know
just
we're talking
dojo. I've noticed from playing them.
So do Ulans, though, other than, I mean, when they get defensive.
Well, no, because they're like 12, 19, right? Because
no,
they're 12-17.
They're Iron
Bands. So they're 13-17.
Yeah.
And then they go 13-19.
Yeah.
That's wicked. That's a ton better.
I still lose them.
Yeah, well, they don't die to gun mages or, like, freaking... No.
These guys die to gun mages all the time.
Two-man CRRA Nis shots. Nis hunters are just, like...
enough to explode them.
I mean, like, 4 Nis will kill one of them. So it's like, the unit of Nis kills, like, 2.5 of them.
Well, I would hope to shoot the Nis before that happens. But don't covering fire. I got a Spriggan in there for stealth mitigation, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I'm just speaking from experience.
I appreciate it. I'm going to give it a shot, but I think it'd be all right. I'm gonna give it a try on Wednesday and see if it's decent. And I'm actually going to try I made a modification to his E-Sorcialist. Do you want to hear the E-Sorcialist, too?
Sure.
Since I primed you for it.
Yeah. Spit it out.
Give me a second. I got to scroll down to it. And again, this is a modification of his list. He had max units of some of these Cav. I decided to go minion and throw in their little UA commanders so that they could all intercharge through each other. So it's E-Sorcia with Silas and
Wishnailed
it. Wishnailed it. And Beast 09. Kel Balok, Lord Rockbottom, Ryan Holt, Saxon Oryk, Stannis Baraker, Ulan Markov, the Stalin guy, Great Bears of Gallowswood, Min Ulans, Max Halberdiers, Min Cavalry, and then Attack. It's like an MSU list almost, because there's just a bunch of little modules of Ulans waiting for something to get freezing gripped, and then they just murder them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy makes a list, I guess.
Yeah, you should ask him about Helga.
Also, I'll ask him about Helga. I don't know about Stannis.
That's purely for them to move through each other. I mean, and it works for all Steelheads, so it allows the cavalry to get through the Halberdiers and the Halberdiers to move through them.
Yeah.
Plus, Stannis himself is pretty decent.
Yeah, he is. He's got a Rat 6-hand cannon.
Well, yeah. You know what my favorite units in Mercs are?
Gross Cutthroats.
Actually, they kind of are for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
But
mine's the Commodore Cannon, not close.
Oh my god, that's the greatest model of the game.
So you think, like, let's throw Crow's Cutthroats out there.
Under the table?
Like,
oh.
Yeah, would you think, like, them with Butcher and Valachev or something like that? When you were just like,
Sorcha 2, Crow's Cutthroats, I was like, oh my god, we're gonna, like, freaking freeze their heavy, and then harm their heavy. And then, like, shoots buffs off it with Eris, and then your weapon master shots on their, like, war beasts are just going to be like, pew, 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 double damage in your armor.
Yep.
It'll be legit. Each crow does, like, it's like an armor 19 heavy, it's like dice off 7, so each crow does, like, 7 points of damage. Pew.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
Pew.
Gets it done.
Just pew, imagine pew. If you could make that dojo then.
Just imagine if you could.
I don't know. Yay, crows. I don't know why.
Imagine if you could turn the heavy around.
Crows are probably actually somewhat legit in Kador because of Valachev.
Mm-hmm.
Because of stupid Zephyr.
Yeah.
Boy, is that roll, Tom. Especially on this.
Especially when you can do it twice.
Shh. We'll get to it.
And I do like...
I do like
him on there for that, for the disbinding reason, too. Like, if for some reason throws, like, a crippling grasp.
Yeah, yeah.
And those guys are like, oh, disbind. Sweet. Don't even care.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my dojo.
Sweet list.
That's pretty sweet.
I could tell you agree.
Yeah.
It's something unique. It's something that you don't see Kator players running, and I don't know if that's for good reason or not, but I'm going to find out and see if Trent Denison's full of it or not.
No, I have to say this. I'm very happy that you're thinking out of the Kator box.
Sure. Trent's thinking out of the Kator box, and I felt like running along. If I like them in Butcher, I actually want to throw them in the old witch list and see if I can make them work too. Because it's like, Iron Flash, wow! Like, that might be better than Pikeman, go!
You can tell Adam really wants you to think out of the box, but go more in the pirate direction.
Right.
But...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like maybe a Butcher pirate
you're
boat
getting there.
Situation.
You're getting there, Lance.
I'm this close to just inventing the pirate boat again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was his idea, and it's probably the best
show
we've ever
You should
ever
take
run.
The Commodore Cannon. We
should.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. P. Butcher with the Commodore Cannon?
Technically, the pirate dojo is...
No, it was Chris.
No, it's Chris's.
Well, it came from him on the podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess
and I'm pointing at Nick.
Right.
For you that can't see us.
It came from him. Almighty him.
You are right. him with a capital H. Right, so that's your dojo.
Speaking of Zephyring.
No.
Twice.
Yeah, this God. Actually just pisses me off.
So tilted.
So I'm spending a lot of time thinking about War Machine Weekend and what I'm going to play. And I should be talking about it because then people are going to tech for me. I got to keep it secret.
Those shrimp go how far?
Yeah. So
he's going to play Bradagus.
In my current...
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm going to do. Gonna is he's Bradagus. Like having me paint his models, and I'm just going to paint like the opposite
model. I will just throw him on the ground.
I'll be like, here's Bradagus in your wolds. Have fun.
No, you just paint Bradagus, but none of the wolds.
That's even better.
Enjoy but he's like battle group one world weird, so the list is legal.
I just have a picture of Adam like giving you Bradagus and all the wolves, and just him going, mwah!
Enjoy your hardcore day, bitch.
Yeah, I would just try to find someone, or just play Mercs or something.
You know, for the right price,
yeah,
I might paint them all one color.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could
and
do that.
And they wouldn't be legal.
Shh.
Just a stripe across him with a brush.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm starting to think about War Machine Weekend and the Invitational and what I want to play. This is not, like, set in stone yet because there are still multiple qualifiers, and I want to take a look at the entire field before going in because you can get a pretty good idea of what people are going to play if you know who they were.
Yeah.
And then, like, get a good spread of, like, these factions are in these fields, which ones do I want to worry about more than others, and blah, blah, blah. So none of this is set in stone, but I've been, at Daikon, I played a Kruger 2 list, and I also played a Kaya 2 list with it, and I freaking love the way those two lists played, and so I'm kind of, like, still on the, like, high of, God, these lists, like, were so freaking sweet, and I love them.
Yeah,
so
your pupils
keep,
still haven't,
they're just huge. So
you still have a half chub.
Eyes are still dilated.
God, they are actually. That's crazy.
Good call, Fox.
God dang it! But so the Kruger 2 list is the one that has three stalkers and then druids and no shifting zones in it, and then the Kaya 2 list is like all battle group models with two Rotterhorns and two Blacklads. And I was talking with Aaron, a local Circle player, a few weeks ago. He just, like, walked up to me, and he was just like, hey, I kind of want to build a Chromac list, but, like, less photocopy Will Pagani's list, style list.
Yeah. Kudos on you, Aaron.
And I was just like, oh, that's sweet. And so we just, like, started talking, sitting there, and I was just like, all right, so, like, the hit-and-run Warpath sprint, the hit-and-run, like, Warpath sprint thing that Chromac does, I think, is probably, like, one of the most powerful aspects about him. So not taking Warpole Stalkers with him is probably a really bad decision. And we were just talking, and we were like, well, we should probably, like, include the Rotterhorn. I think it has a lot of potential in his lists, because you get to do the stupid Rotterhorn combo with Blacklads. Also, Rotterhorns that get to walk cinches, or, like, get Warpath 3 inches, walk cinches 6 inches farther, so you can get, like, deeper screeches.
Pretty legit. It's all about the deep screech.
Yeah. baby.
That's what she said.
And so we put Blacklads on the list as well, because Rotterhorns and Blacklads are, like,
annoying.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, cookies and milk,
salt and pepper. Yeah. I'm not talking about the spices. I'm talking about
the group,
right?
Yeah, the music duo. Yeah.
So like we just kept fudging around. Like we took like a standard Chromac list, and I was like, oh, just cut Gatterix. Like we don't need that guy.
Yeah,
and like, but I still want like two reach heavy. So I'm like, just put another stalker in. It's fine. And then we just kept like tinkering around with it, and like 5 minutes later, like, all the pieces fell into place in War Room, and I was just like, that's, you should do that.
Yeah. Oh my god, we haven't even gotten to the list yet.
Yeah,
the list is also not complete on the sheet of paper.
Gotta talk
also,
about,
there are a lot of misspellings.
That's fine. Anyway.
What's the point value of a Stan Licker?
No, don't forget about the Godders.
No, it's not a...
Thanks, guys, I'm dyslexic. Thank you for pointing it out.
Dick faces. I wasn't going to, Colin.
It's right. Where do you go from dyslexic to Godders?
D's and D's. That's actually like the common, like one of the common dyslexic things.
I'm an ass.
Are you from
You
know, I was going to edit this whole section out, but I'm going to leave that in because you called
yourself
an ass. Are you okay
with
that?
I'm an ass.
All right, sweet. Go ahead.
Okay, so the list we came to was... And I, like, just helped him build this list, and then I, like, just forgot about it. I was just like, I was just like, try this list out. It seems sweet. And then, like, a week later, I was just thinking, I was like, wait, that list is probably super legit.
Yeah, and then you played it against...
Wait, did I just give amazing takeaway?
And I think, I think it also shores up my three list very well. But the list is Chromac with two Warpole Stalkers, two Rotterhorn Griffins, a Gorax as his battle group. There's a Druid Wilder attached to him. There's two units of Shifting Stones, one of which has the UA. Two units of Blackclad Wayfarers, or two solos, Blackclad Wayfarers, Swamp Gobbers, and then there are two units of Wold Stalkers. The little shrimp unit.
Yep.
So
amazing with Chromac.
They are amazing with Chromac. They are even better. So the thing I love about this list is there are so many options every single turn, and the list, like, It's just a sort of like, it feels like this amazing well-oiled machine where you can just like, I need to do this turn. Yep. Like, my opponent did this. What's my best option? Oh, well, I have 20, so I'm going to that one.
Yeah, it sort of seems like you can always do that with Circle. I don't know.
Yeah.
The way that whenever I've played against you particularly, it seems like you can usually get yourself out of jams.
Yeah. So
this is probably more than...
I think so. So the reason there were... across my three lists, and I sent this message to Tom Guan, I was like, am I doing it wrong? My three lists I might take to War Machine Weekend have zero blood trackers on them, if there just aren't any.
Meh. What would Chris tell you?
And his Chris would be like, thumbs up. Yeah. That unit sucks balls. They always break. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Is he still not over that? Because that was several months ago. No.
He has not played them.
Yeah, he has not.
Was that a game against you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he would not stop talking about
it. Are they undead? No. Okay. Don't play.
Are they robots? Yes. No. So the, like, I really wanted, like, playing Kruger 2 and Kaya 2, I don't feel like Kaya 2's game against Infantry Swarms is very solid. I think the way the list that I currently have it set up can do a significant amount against Infantry, just via two Rotterhorns and, like, two Blackclad Wayfarers and, like, God, a pure blood spray. Like, they can do a fair amount of work against Infantry. And the Kruger 2 list is a very controlling list. It's probably fine against, like, Krix because of his feat just being able to buy a turn.
Sure.
To just shoot stuff to death with Worldstalkers or pull, like, Druid missiles. But I didn't, like, intrinsically feel like they solved, like, the Krix matchup or Infantry Swarm matchup.
Not directly.
Super well.
Like, some of them, yes, and some of them not.
Yeah. So, I was just, like...
probably just outplay your...
I was like... I want... opponent. Well, this is the War Machine Weekend Invitational.
Oh, okay.
So that might not be as much
No, you can probably just outplay your opponent.
Yeah.
You're just...
Those like, people aren't very good. I mean, they're kind of middle-tier players.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Let's just do that in the podcast. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So I wanted my last list to be a solid answer to Krix, more so than my other list. I think my other list would do fine. And so I initially was just like, I think I want the last list to be Cassius, P. Kruger, or Chromac, because the three of them typically have very strong infantry swarm matchups.
Cassius was kind of your go-to boy. What?
He was. I don't know. I mean, like, I haven't given... Like, I'm just rotating.
Okay.
Like, it's so hard to keep that tree alive.
No, I just rotate.
John seems to think you have, like, this Rain Man ability to play that caster better than any of your other casters.
I think it's more so level. Just Circle than anything else.
But to be, like, high skill level people who just aren't used to playing against Cassius, because they don't see him very often, you play him really well, so you can then kind of rogue really good players out of their normal play style by playing Cassius.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to go get some, like, toothpicks and, like, glue them onto the tree.
What? Why?
Why?
Rain Man?
Oh.
Oh.
You should instead just get, like, Ray-Ban glasses. Just put them on.
And then Mean Julio by the schoolyard plays every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these references.
Have you not seen
the
Rain
movie
Man?
Rain Man? It's...
I have. I don't remember.
It's a man. He's made of rain.
Played by Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman is autistic, but is really good at gambling.
Yeah,
he's
seen
the movie.
I've seen the movie.
Okay.
All right. For some reason, I'm not getting any of these references.
Well, the toothpick thing is
well, let's move on.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I would say, I mean, definitely play this. Try it out, and if you like it, sweet. I mean, no, Chromac is definitely a much more static caster.
I have already played this list like
twice.
Well,
there's not Dojo.
It was Dojo. I haven't talked about it yet.
You played it against me.
I played two games so far. I talked to James Morehouse about the list, and he was just like, his response was, I don't know. Like, it seems good against the traditional Krix style thing, but the way Krix seems to be progressing, both with, like, Gorshade 3 and, like, with Tom Guan seeming to, like, push he kind of seems to be pushing the faction in a different direction.
Yeah.
And he was just
it's really pissing me off.
And he was just like, I'm not sure how good that Chromac list will be against that. And I was like, oh, that's like, a pretty good point. And then after playing it, it feels okay because the Blackclad Wayfarers allow you to, like, alpha their, like, cav.
Sure.
For example, because then your heavies get to go, was it 6, 9, 11, 14 inches, and then they have reach still, so it's like a 16-inch threat.
Unless they're occultated.
Screw that crap. What? Oh,
if
sure.
If a cav are occultated.
You can probably still get it, though, with like two shifting stone ports on a black clad. We'll probably put them within like 5 inches of a...
I guess that could be. It's,
like, yeah, that's definitely something that like a lot of people don't think about, is because you normally worry about your heavies getting shifted.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can...
Who would shift a two-point solo, though?
I've done it a ton of times. Super sweet.
I'll believe you.
Does Hunter's Mark make you ignore stealth? Or...
No, it's just worried about getting Hunter's Mark on the unit because it had stealth. But if I can get him within five...
Yeah. And then it can still do its star action because of Rotterhorn and shoot back anyway.
It can.
Yeah.
That's sweet like that.
Seems good. It's unfair.
So the
it seems fine.
So I see a lot of people designing lists with Una in them and the Rotterhorn. I've, at the current point in time, just decided it's not worth it. Like, because there's a lot of casters in Circle. The casters I've been putting Rotterhorns with, them having... Being in the battle group of that caster has a lot of boon, whereas them being with Una is just like, I'm this buff bot. But, like, Cromac oftentimes has extra fury sitting on him. Like, in the Crix matchup, you'll oftentimes cast Bestial, but in a bunch of other matchups, you, like, won't cast that spell ever, and so you'll just have, like, four fury to do nothing with.
Sure.
And so you can oftentimes cast one or two Rotterhorn Animi a turn. And then on his free turn in this list, it's just literally cast like seven Animi.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like feet. Cast like three and two. And yeah, it's... Yeah. So on the feet turn, you get a, like, just quicken both units of shrimp and like both black clads.
Sure.
And just get a ton of work out of it. But the Rotterhorn Animus... is so freaking good in this list. Like, well,
it also seems like the double Zephyr to aim and shoot.
I mean,
against anything against Crix.
There's so many options. It's just however you want to play your two actions a turn on the stone or on the wool shrimp keeper guy
or the Zephyr. Like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Yep, really good.
It's just like, oh, the unit's got to go and then shoot that stuff and then be where it was at the start of the turn. And your opponent's like, the reason I was thinking about having them be blood trackers originally, because it still feels wrong. Like, it just inherently feels wrong to not, like,
just break yourself into
like,
habit.
No, to, like, not bring your characters. Like, I feel like that might actually be a kind of a handicap we put on ourselves. As, like, War Machine players.
I don't have
we're, like,
problem.
In a three... yeah, well...
Shut up. We're not talking about minions.
Yeah. That's not a problem for minions. How lucky. Must be nice. no,
but character restriction means nothing to you?
There are times where... Like, if I build for a three list and I don't have all my characters in there, I feel like I did it wrong.
Yeah. I don't get that feeling, but...
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
Well, like, Tom Kwan made three lists for freaking Gen Con, and none of them had Tartarus in it.
Yeah.
And then he got a lot of flack for it.
No.
Like, they're just like, why isn't Tartarus in one of these lists? But, like, it I feel like it's just sort of ingrained in our memory due to character restrictions. Like, if you're not taking the character, you're doing it wrong.
Like, there's a reason why there's a restriction. These models are so good, you should be taking them.
If lists are built without them, who cares?
Yeah,
I mean,
in the back of my mind, I'm just like, I need, like, I should be doing this, but I'm not.
I don't know about you guys, but I never play Tyrant Redeem or...
Well, they're not saying play bad characters, they're saying play the good
characters. You're right. I'm not playing Dalion, Scarith, and Brunn and Lug. I'm doing it wrong. No, I mean, like, the...
All of the characters available to your faction have to be in all three lists.
I'm talking about the ones that are typically... more seen so as staples. So, like, it would be, for example, really weird if none of your lists had Markath or something. You would just be like, what the heck happened?
Yeah.
Or Malakarn.
Yeah.
Or you could be building three lists with, like, no Winter Guard and just not have Covenant Joe. If my list didn't
But in
have
the back
Winter
of
Guard,
your mind, you'd feel a little weird about it.
I'm not a big fan of Winter Guard right now. They're not really great in the meta.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a... So they were going to be... They were going to be blood trackers, but after discovering how sweet the list synergizes as is, it's probably just going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think Nigel thinks about that when he builds the list?
character restrictions. Like,
thinks about it all the time.
I feel like that guy literally like takes every character he can. This is like solo.
In his Ocean's 18,
and puts it into one list, and then the other list has to worry about his character restrictions.
I know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know if like I should be taking butt trackers or not, or if I don't know if I'm just on this super hype of like Rotohorn's black clad shifting stone combos, like the dumbest thing ever. And I don't know if I actually just have this inflated perception of how good it is, or if it's actually that good.
I hope it's that good, because this makes this list so much easier to paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he doesn't have to paint like any units. It's just like some heavies and some stone dudes. Done.
Some really easy to paint stone dudes.
Yeah.
Right.
Not like crazy.
I do
detail.
Really yeah. like the three of them. God, Rotohorns
are stupid.
Blackclads. Shifting stones.
God, all
like I was cutting shifting stones from my lists. Like that was like a trend that like my Kruger list that had none.
Yeah.
And then like the Rotohorn thing happened. And I was just like black lads. Oh my god. And like shifting stones are now back in my
back
list.
In every list.
They're just there to support the black lads.
Yeah.
Pretty good support.
Super porty targets.
Oh, maybe that's the tech with Bradagus.
Mm-hmm. It's take Uno with Rotohorns. I tried it. It's bad. It's not very good.
Did Una just get killed or what?
No, it's just...
It's points taken away... Like, the way I saw it, it was points taken away from the synergy chain if mm-hmm. you wanted to go the synergy route.
Sure.
And if we're going the Hunter's Mark route, then it's just like, well, now you get your Woldwrath in there, but then your Woldwrath is probably just going to die.
Just play dubs.
Well, there wasn't necessarily a Woldwrath, but...
That's the only way I've seen it.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Seems like a sweet list. I don't think you need to worry about War Machine Weekend. I'm pretty sure you have it wrapped up already.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, it's so much better than all the other players. Herp derp.
Yeah.
Represent Miami.
Yeah.
We're going to Miami.
South Clam all.
That's what you have to do when you win. You got to be like, Miami!
God dang it. I don't want to stop talking about that list. It's beautiful when a list comes together.
Okay, Hannibal.
Yeah. I can't wait.
You know what I mean? Like, when you just build a list, and you're doing it in War Room, and then you're just like, all right, so what do I still want to put in this list? And you're like, ooh, Swamp Gobbers. Oh my god, that was the last point! Ding, 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 ding! Like,
I think
you guys don't have that happen?
Swamp Gobbers, but...
You don't have that happen to you? Where you're just like...
Adam, you have anything else to say about some spelling?
I have that happen to me all the time.
I just love Stamklers.
I'm like, Gears? Yes. Okay, oh.
What about minions?
I mean, it says the guy who says Jaga, 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 Jaga.
Jaga, Jaga.
Jaga, Jaga.
Don't forget about Darren Wraith.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Darren Wraith?
Yeah. My brother called... Derek Wraith, Darren Wraith. like twice.
Darren!
What's up, D-Man?
Let's get this party started.
What's up,
Darren?
Bro? Come on, Darren. Let's go play for that frat.
Right? Right?
Let's go meet some chicks.
Yeah.
Let's go get some Axe body spray.
What makes you the preferred, brah?
Brah.
What actually stuck at the shop of names is the Goblin Tinkler.
Oh, awesome.
The Tinkler.
The other day I was telling these guys...
I gotta remod my...
Like, back when we played WoW, for some reason, you'd always mispronounce Orgrimmar. Like, every time. And I was just like, how do you keep mispronouncing it every time? What did I say you pronounced
it? Mispronouncing it?
My brother used to say, instead of saying Orgrimmar, would say, oh, it was Orgrimmar. That's what it was.
Orgrimmar?
Yeah, instead of Orgrimmar, is Orgrimmar.
Oh my god! Now I want somebody to mod their Tinker,
just
to, like to be the Chevy symbol. Like
you mean the helmet?
Yeah, the Calvin
and
Hobbes.
Yeah.
Standing above his own cart, just peeing.
Calvin's
on
the logo.
Where
he's like ping on.
Oh, okay. When he said Chevy symbol, I literally like, thought like the
on
cross
a,
thing
on a Chevy
yeah,
symbol,
got
or
it.
Peeing
yeah,
on
got
a
it.
Board symbol,
or just ping on the cart.
Yeah,
just have him turned around and
pees
a
lot. He pees a lot.
My Goblin Tinkler.
He's marking what he.
I'm sorry. Did you say Tinkler?
Yeah,
it's on my sheet. Goblin Tinkler.
Big whoop. You want to fight about it?
Want to fight about it?
Yeah,
it's range 6 with that thing.
All right, so should we talk about WTC?
Yeah, so I wanted to do a little bit of a... Because we haven't... we've been getting... People wanted us to talk about the WTC. And we will talk about... Like, because we recorded
this
podcast.
What? Wow.
You're going to postpone it, aren't you?
We recorded this podcast, and the lists have not been posted yet. And that's what I wanted to make sure people knew. We were going to talk about the list once they are posted.
I thought they wanted us to talk about it before they were posted.
No. Somebody made a comment. They were like, they're going to be posted by the time you guys, like, next podcast comes out. So you guys can talk about it.
They wanted us to talk about it on the next podcast. I think it was actually Miso Miso or whatever.
Miso Miso.
Yeah. We know.
Miso Miso.
Yeah. Yeah. Get them all out.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore. Yep. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yep.
American classic.
Yep. But he wanted us to talk about it on this episode, and sadly, the list were not put out yet, so we're going to try to do it next week if they're out.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Yeah, and also, I wanted, because I already kind of know what's happening for next week's episode, because I write the scripts. Because
we're talking to WTC?
Well, we're talking about the WTC. Also, Colin's Wild Speculation is going to make a triumphant return with a Menoth caster, and it's going to be amazing. Also, visit the Muse store, because we're signing out now. Visit the Muse store, museonstore.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our David Caruso moment this week was brought to you by Lance Becker of...
Because you all are lazy!
This podcast.
I had one.
In progress. It was like 12% of a joke.
It was 100% complete.
I don't know. Math skills.
All right. Well.
So send them to...
DavidCarusOwned@gmail.com or PM any of us on the forums.
Yeah.
Please.
We'll get to
not
you.
Me, because I'll love of God. Not pay attention to them.
That's absolutely
what
true.
What a dick.
Otherwise, I'll continue to write my own.
I mean, I actually have like 10.
You write your own PMs?
What?
I do.
You have 10?
I have
the whale, or the whale. The well has run dry, and Colin's sitting on a freaking fat stack of Caruso jokes.
He's saving you up for the zombie apocalypse.
I'm super lazy, and I don't want to get out my phone whenever we're in the pre-ramble.
He's just
to go look for Caruso jokes.
He's just Scrooge McDuck in the gold pile, and we have just chump change.
Swimming in Caruso jokes.
Like, oh my God, I want to see
them,
these jokes.
I look at them when I go to bed, and I laugh.
So I want to see these jokes.
Do not send Caruso jokes to Colin.
They will. That is a void,
and I need
where they can never leave from.
I need someone to Photoshop a picture of Colin's face on Scrooge McDuck diving into a big bunch of Caruso heads. Yeah, just like I'd be in
an awkward picture. One Caruso like has his mouth wide open, about to like receive Colin.
Also, like us on Facebook.
Holy crap.
So like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MuseOnMinis.
Hashtag Wish Nailed It.
Yep.
Hashtag Storm Called It.
Do we have Instagram yet?
I have Instagram now. I need to take advantage of that.
We need some Pinterest pages.
But now Clockwork Vox has Instagram, so now I'm pretty sure we have Instagram.
What are they taking pictures of?
But I have
of?
No idea what Instagram is. So.
It's literally Twitter pictures.
Are we on Chat Roulette yet?
I mean, I've been on there. I've been on there since day one.
Oh my god! All right, so if you guys want to get on Chat Roulette, just keep going around until you think you see Colin's junk, and then that's probably him.
And then screenshot it, post it on MuseOnMinis.com.
We're gonna get so many.
Don't do that.
Not do that.
We're gonna get so many pictures of penises, and it's like, is this Colin?
What
is this Colin?
I wasn't.
This one's black. Is that one Colin?
I wasn't talking about penises. I was talking about old War Machine models. You guys are.
For what?
Really dirty.
For Chat Roulette?
For junk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I got the double.
Dirty line. Boys. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Well.
All right, let's freaking
I'm
sign
Colin.
Out.
Yep. Fox.
Adam.
And Lance.
And Chrome.
Bye.
Are you rambling?
Yeah.
We are. We've actually started already.
Oh.
Okay, so I told Fox this earlier, and this is the crappiest thing ever. White people problems.
Oh.
Anyway. So.
Yeah, that is a pretty crappy thing.
No, do you guys know about the OnePlus One phone? Are you guys familiar with it?
No.
It's a phone by an independent company that decided to make a unlocked phone similar to like the Google Nexus 5,
uh-huh.
But have it be like a really high quality phone. So it's like a 64 gigabyte phone with like a really good processor and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like $349, but they made it so it's like really difficult to get it. Like you have to know somebody and they have to invite you to get
the phone. It's like super exclusive.
Yeah. So like, and the very perfect first thing they
hipsters.
Did, exactly, right? It's the hipster phone. So like, it's
VIP.
They got the first thing they did to like get people like invites and like get phones out there was they had people smash their phones and like take a video of them like destroying their phone. And then
also
they
perfect
in-
for hipsters.
Yeah.
Do they take the video with the phone that they're smashing?
No, it was like
just like first person phone,
just smashing. Phone
smashing
it. Yeah.
All they see is a hammer coming at the
and
screen.
A foot, you know?
It was a think of a creative way, like make a video and
sure.
submit it, and then you got an invite to get the phone.
Drop
but
it
you
into
only
a
had
volcano.
To pay for like a dollar. So it was a little bit better than like I'm out of phone because I get this phone for a dollar.
Sure.
So I didn't do that to try to get that. But anyway, like...
do you know somebody that has it to invite you?
No, okay. I did. They just recently had another contest, which was like called like Summer Shots contest. And you like took us, like submitted a photo of like a photo you took this summer that was like whatever.
Extreme to the max?
Yes. And okay. then they selected photos to be like... Or they selected like contest and it gave you... It gave you, like, a drawing,
sure.
and there was 200-plus thousand,
mm-hmm.
like, applications for it,
mm-hmm.
and then they emailed them out, and, like, I won one of the invites.
Okay.
So, like, I can get the phone, and then once I get the phone, then I can, like, invite other people
to get
the phone.
Yeah, I'm not going to break my phone to get a phone.
You don't have to break your phone to get
not
a phone.
Not anymore.
Like,
now we know somebody
that's the
that
dumbest thing
has
ever.
No. That's
like,
not the problem.
Just smash your phone, like... You know, screw all these other people. No, it just, I mean, just from like an ecological standpoint of just like, just smash your technology, that's perfectly fine, throw it away, just F it, get this new phone.
Right.
True.
Yeah, it's super punk. It's rad. I like it.
Yeah.
It's the cool thing to
it's
do.
It's extreme to the max.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's actually
but they don't,
really
that was just for like the initial release.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I would not want to own
okay.
one
yeah.
of these
so,
phones for that
so
reason.
So, I got an invite, which I'm like, sweet, I got an invite, I can buy this phone, and then... Like, Nick's phone's kind of crappy,
mm.
so then I can give it to him.
Right.
And then he can get a phone, and then I've got, like, this buddy who's, like, a tech guy that worked this last summer for Garmin, and he's wanted one, and I was like, I'll give him an invite. And so I got it and, like, was about to order it and, like, went through it and looked at, like, the specs for it to be compatible, and it says, like, it works on these bands. And, like, I looked at it, and I was like, huh. And I contacted, we have Sprint. Sprint sucks. It is one of the only carriers
yep.
that the phone will not work for.
Right.
Like, so I feel like I'm a child, white people problems,
mm.
who just want a toy, and my parents are like, no, you can't have it.
You can just
wait,
switch carriers.
What's supposed to be so awesome about this phone? It's, there's nothing. It's just exclusive.
Nothing. No, yeah. no. It's like...
It'll suck your D for $5.
No,
whoa, I don't know about that.
So what it's like, here's a comparison. So it's similar. You could compare it to something like a Samsung Galaxy S5, so like a tablet-type phone.
It's a lot
like
a phone.
Like a high-quality phone that...
Colin's holding his
that is
tablet.
Half
oh my gosh. It's the size of his face.
My Samsung Galaxy... tablet does not work as a phone.
I said Galaxy S5.
The
so there's
S5, the,
like, the Galaxy S5, the Galaxy Notes, like the Note 3. Those are
phones tablet
phones. That are
they're
larger
phones.
Screens that have higher processing powers that have like really good
mm-hmm.
like.
Did you say phablets?
Yeah,
phablets.
Is that a thing?
No, but I hope it will catch on. Now.
Catch on.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're
like
there
watch
for the birth
machine.
Of a revolution. If
yeah.
that's what that actually is. All right. I'm sorry.
So,
continue.
So there's a lot of like push. in contracts or not contracts or like plans to not require for you to purchase phones or upgrade your phones. Where like we're on the family share plan, which is super awesome because it's cheap and we pay like 20 bucks
a hamster for a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty sweet.
And the goth guy. And,
yeah.
I
hate that
But
guy.
You can like bring your own phone in. But you can't bring your own, you can't bring this phone in because Sprint's like, oh, we don't recognize that phone.
Okay.
So, in other words, like, I wasted my time and all of your time for listening to
this.
But
now you have a
sweet, all right, so
you have the option for a sweet phone.
We can finally talk about
the thing, the invite also only lasts 24 hours. So I'm probably going to like text everybody and see if they want the phone. And if nobody wants the phone, then I'm probably actually going to put a post on like
Wait, news. How much is this phone? Christ.
There's two different phones. There's one that's a 16 gigabyte, which is $299, and there's a 64 gigabyte, which is $349.
Wait, so are there videos online of people like destroying their phones that we could watch?
Probably.
Because I feel like there could. I hope that people didn't just like smash their phones. I hope they like reenacted like movie death scenes with their phones. So like,
yeah, I would hope so.
Like aliens,
yeah.
Like they just have their phone, and then like it's like laying on a table, and it's just like no, 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 and then like, and then they just like have a nail go through the back of it to the front.
Oh, I was,
and the nail has like googly eyes.
I was thinking if someone had a phone come through them.
Oh, but that's not destroying the phone.
I mean, it, like, runs off. Like, I don't know.
Or you could do, like, Terminator 2, like, the phone is just killing itself. Or
it gives you a thumbs up as it burns.
Yeah.
Or, I'm in.
That's actually pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Or you could do,
the
like,
Facebook thumbs up.
The like button.
It could be, like, it could be, like, Godfather and just, like, half the phone is, like, in your bed and you just wake up.
Then pan out to like a giant mansion, like you're.
Oh
in,
my gosh.
Or Titanic.
Wait,
where you just have like so Leonardo DiCaprio? Oh, no, okay. Leonardo DiCaprio is played by
the
phone.
Giant phone.
Yeah, so you just get some redheaded chick on a board in the middle of the water, and she's reaching for a phone and it falls into nothing.
I mean, see it drifting.
That sort of reminds me
freaking
of
freaking women and their technology.
That reminds me of the text when they did the text version of the end of Titanic. Where they were.
Oh, yeah, the, like, the 30-second thing, you mean?
Yeah, I think
yeah, it was,
so. I think
it was just
was
like
it.
Titanic and. Or like Titanic in 5 seconds, and just this guy, the ship cannot sink! Bloop.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Other sweet movie phone deaths. God, the Terminator one would be good. But all these stupid people just like.
Get it?
Threw them against walls.
Armageddon?
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Just have your
Jurassic Park.
No, oh,
oh my gosh.
The toilet scene where he gets eaten?
Yeah.
I would just get like a toy dinosaur, just eat it. Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah,
you just Braveheart. Like,
draw and quarter it.
Freedom! Oh,
my and then cut your phone into 4 pieces and then have him split in 4 different directions.
Oh, my God. And then have, like, an army of phones battling against the Scotsman.
Oh, and half of them are blue.
Yeah.
Just spray painted at the phones. I bet none of these happened, and it's a shame.
No, it's probably just like somebody's like, I'm going to back up over this phone with my car.
Yeah. Man, so if you listeners have other sweet movies with a sweet phone death in them, you should post them on our website.
You should just destroy your phone and then
just make the video.
Just make the video.
Yeah, we're starting our own thing here.
We will give you absolutely nothing for it. Nor do we prove that you actually do it, but if you want to, we'd love to see
it. We should start, like, the ALS Destroy Your Phone Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws?
I'll go over well.
Jaws.
Yeah, that would also be...
Drop your phone into an ice bucket challenge.
Where your phone is Jaws, and it's just your phone with, like, a CO2 tube next to it.
And you shoot it with a BB gun and it explodes.
Oh my God,
the best part is, like, all of these have to be the most low-budget possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
God, smile, you son of a bitch. And you could have like the phone have just a smiley face screen.
Yeah, like, with like sharp teeth in his mouth. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Be like, Or just put the screen with like the. Well, you have it right here. Just that Jaws picture is on the screen. Mm-hmm. So it's just a picture of the shark. It's.
Oh gosh.
It's just the front of the movie.
Even simple things like Die Hard would be great.
Falling out of the
falling
sky.
Up and like no,
you having the phone like behind a woman like holding a gun to her head, and then you're sitting there with your hands behind, and then you grab the gun off your back from the holiday tape and just shoot the phone, and then it goes flying backwards, and then you try to catch him, and then you let your watch go, and it just falls slow motion.
So many.
And there's a picture of Alan Rickman's face on it as it's falling.
I'm Alan Rickman.
Oh my God.
Do we have any other pre-ramble topics?
No, I just want to keep going about phone deaths. Just like great movie deaths.
Great movie.
Oh, Temple of Doom. Just have someone rip the heart of your phone
SD
out.
Card? Yeah. And then like holding the SD card is just like thumping. Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Or other Indiana Jones movie. Yes. See your phone. Watch the opening of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant.
And
maybe your phone just melts.
Oh yeah. Then a picture of it in the microwave. Yeah.
You just like put a blowtorch underneath it as like there's shining light coming out of a cardboard box.
Sure.
So yeah. Good. God, this would. Too bad they didn't do that. Idiots. God, we could have gotten so many of those phones if we had known about it. We would just all
like
make
everybody do this.
Just make one of these movie things.
I'm surprised Sony hasn't done one because like Sony makes phones, right?
Yeah,
Sony.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I don't think they make
phones. No,
maybe in other countries.
So I was just thinking of like the Gwen Stacy death.
Mm-hmm.
That could just be a phone.
There's one.
Wait, what? Why would it have to be Sony?
Because they own Spider-Man?
Oh.
So, like, wait, why haven't they just done this?
Yeah. It was you whistling. I was like, well, that's really good, man. Oh.
Yeah.
So, any of the pre-ramble topics?
There's got to be another, like, amazing death that we're just overlooking.
I mean, someone. I hope people actually just post, like, I want to see people post, like, here's the phone death it should be, and just type out, like, a full paragraph of what it would be. I feel like that would be a good thread for the week that I'm sure people would get a lot of laughs out of. So let's stop talking about them before we take them all away from people.
We're not going to take them all away.
Yeah, no. As
There's
possible.
No way.
All right. Nope, we're moving on.
Yeah, another one came to you while you were sitting there, didn't you?
Poor shame.
Do we want to just move on from pre-rambling and get going?
I don't know. Sure. That's a really short pre-ramble. That's it fine. That's fine.
Short. So, Colin, how's Madden?
I do have Madden. I was thinking about that.
Is it exactly like last year's Madden, but with slightly different players on slightly different teams?
Nope. They completely rehauled how you play defense. Mm. And so they made it so that way it's like a locked in on one position. And then, like, you basically have to click certain buttons at the correct time to actually do anything good.
Action buttons.
Yeah, basically just action
buttons.
Oh,
like a QuickTime event?
Almost. Like, it's not like it doesn't, like, slow down for you or anything.
Right. So it's like Dragon Slayer?
Sure.
God.
It's like, so, like, you want to hit the turbo button as soon as the ball is snapped, mm-hmm. and then when you lock in with the defender, you want to, like, try and disengage with, like, either X or the box or whatever on PlayStation.
The square.
Yeah. And then, like, if you hit wrong, then you just kind of get stuck there. But then it'll switch it up. And then, like, to tackle, you can either go with, like, a conservative tackle with, like, X, or you can hit box for, like, an aggressive tackle, or you can, like, hit stick them, like, hold times. But,
oh, my God. Since we're talking about
can
football,
you intentionally try to injure players yet in Madden?
No.
Well, then they're doing it wrong.
That's what a hit stick is.
Do you remember how good of a game? I just played this last night. Friday night I had a game night with some of like my friends and names. Blitz, NFL Blitzes. Mm-hmm. How much fun that game is.
Yeah, they have it up, down. They have the four-player Blitz.
Up, down.
Eh. I played it a lot.
It was so much fun.
It's, just, it's NBA Jam with football.
So much fun.
Yes. It actually is because you go mm-hmm. you can be on fire.
Yeah, exactly. And all the late hit tackles.
There's like first down is like first and 30.
Yeah, because you always get you get four downs to get one first down, and then you get four downs to get a touchdown. And if you don't make it, too bad. You got to punt the ball. Yeah.
Yep.
You don't ever.
That's how foosball works.
That's true. You just go for it, and then you turn it over on downs.
Yep.
Okay, back to Madden. Sorry. Didn't mean to derail that.
Freaking the graphics on the PS4 are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're almost. They're so good that it makes playing the game, like, it seems like it's slowed down. Like, running backs don't make as quick of cuts as they used to.
Well, it's because they're a lot lazier and fatter this year than the previous NFL. But Adrian Peterson, like, sucks.
Yeah, he's pretty
bad. There's no good running backs anymore. Yeah, it's just a fact.
Yeah, that's why you don't draft him in fantasy football.
Exactly.
That's how you win.
No, I didn't draft any because I was 11th pick in the draft. And all of them were gone by the time it got to me.
Which, yeah. That is like the best pick that you had available to you at that time.
Was like Jimmy Graham.
Was literally Jimmy Graham, which is amazing.
It sucked.
He's not a bad first round pick.
League is not at all, but I'm just saying, like, being that late sucks.
Yeah.
Which league is this?
Just like a bunch of War Machine players league. Basically.
Gotcha.
It's just the same. Like, it was the same league we had last year with like Beanish and like Andy and Nathan.
Oh, right.
Not us, Lance.
No, I remember.
Our league is not happening until this weekend, and it'll be amazing.
Also, not paying for that.
You're not paying for that?
Well, if I lose, I'm not paying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, because that's what everyone did last year, except for like Colin and you
and me.
Hey. Yeah.
And my brother. If like John or Josh or basically anyone but you three win, I'm not paying.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, because then
you're like, well, I'll just pay you back the money you paid me last year.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wait, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
keep your 20.
Yeah.
That's my pay.
Right.
Seems good.
Yep. But I mean, I'm going to win this year, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to have to auto-draft and I'll be out of town.
What?
Yeah.
When are we drafting?
I don't even know.
Sunday? I have two drafts that same day, and I think they're within a half hour of each other, so both of them are going to have to be out of draft.
No, we're not drafting on Sunday.
Aren't we?
No.
Oh, well, then I don't know.
It's either Friday or Saturday.
Still be out drafting. One, yeah, I have maybe a wedding in one, and I'll be driving in the car in the other. Mm. It's Labor Day weekend.
From your phone.
No.
It's like driving down the interstate. Dun, 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 dun. Dun,
what dun, is dun, my pick? Dun, dun. Who do I got?
We'll work something out. We'll figure it out. We might have to draft on
Let's
Thursday.
Just do it right now.
No.
Live draft.
I'll pass on that.
Fox is just like,
I'll take God of War.
Fox is just like, I'll take the wizard.
I'll take Jay Cutler number one. Good. Good, I win.
There aren't any wizards in football?
No. God, that was the
best.
That was like one of my favorite American Dad's kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is when Stan leaves and he's just like, Steve, you're in charge of my fantasy league until I'm gone. And Francine gets pissed. She's like, don't put that nerd in charge of your fantasy team. Like, put me. And he's just like, no, Francine. Like, Steve's got it. And he comes back, and she's just like, he tried to add a wizard and two goblins to your team. Why? Like, why'd you let him do that?
Did say fantasy, yeah.
So good.
All right, let's talk about this crappy thing called War Machine. What's your Caruso things? So it's 18 minutes in. Yeah.
What? I had a Caruso joke.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh.
No. I already said it about the jack.
Oh, yeah. The scoops.
Yeah.
A scoop. So we need to actually come up with the punchline and joke.
So you could be
Do you
like,
want to actually live work that out right
oh,
now?
You could be like, holy crap, so I was going to get rid of my cricks, but then this new stat came out, and I think I'm going to just have to play them in my list. You could be like, yeah, if you do that, I'll have to scoop.
That's sort of what my joke was, except it was, better. Well, if you bring this guy to the table, your opponent's not going to have any choice but to scoop.
That's a name.
I don't know, that seems kind of weak.
Yeah, what do you got, Lance?
All right, I got two of them that Fox liked last week, so... Number one is...
Hang on.
Yeah,
let me read those.
That sounds
I'm just
good.
Kidding. I'm not worried.
Let's just use that one.
K2 versus Ashlyn. He feats and kills most of her army, and on the last shot, he rolls a hard 10 and hits her on zero camp, doing dice plus 10 damage. And the punchline is, that's what I call overkill. Because that's the name of his feat.
How did he hit the first 9 shots?
On other things in her army.
Nick, it can happen.
All right, fine. Fine. Whatever. It's fine.
Why wouldn't he hit the other 9 shots?
Because of her feet.
How do you know when she feated? He may have held back.
What? You said on the feet turn.
On his feet turn.
Oh.
Because that's how he's getting all these shots off doing dice plus 10.
All right, sounds good. Let's go.
Well, I don't play Signar. Does anybody else want to do it? Or do you want me just to say that I borrowed your Signar?
Colin.
Wait,
what? You know I'm going to want to say overkill.
You can do that.
Go for it, Lance. You can do it.
All right.
Overkill. Oh, my God. I also played Killer Instinct last week. It was awesome.
Solid.
Oh, I bet that was absolute garbage for you.
Yeah. Wait, like Nintendo 64
It
version?
Was so...
you mean SNES?
My friend has a computer.
It was also
has,
on 64.
Like,
yeah, but yeah, SNES. Confused.
I was asking for clarification, Fox.
He doesn't have an SNES.
The answer is both.
Oh, okay.
He has a... I don't know what the hell they're called, but where you have, like, the computer... Like, it's literally...
Yeah.
Like, it's his computer, and it has all the games.
An emulator.
Yes. He has
an N64 SNES emulator. And
you mean like Mugen?
I think it was. No, they're emulators.
Yeah, emulators.
Yeah. So emulators. Both Killer Instinct and Killer Instinct Gold.
Cool.
Sick.
I've never heard of those games before.
They were pretty.
It would be earlier for you guys.
Yeah.
They were right in my wheelhouse.
Combo Breaker.
Yeah, my favorite online
Wait,
thing
didn't
of that
he say
is
say N64.
Yeah, it was N64.
I also played original Nintendo.
Yeah.
But again, you guys weren't playing those types of fighting games at that time.
I own Killer Instinct for SNES. So
okay,
I did own it for an SNES until I didn't own an SNES anymore.
Well, I didn't get rid of mine because you're an idiot.
Well, no, I just knew I was going to invest in a girlfriend that had an SNES. Shut up.
Shut up.
So I was like 7. I was like,
So you already have it like planned on what you're going to get in the divorce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. SNES number one.
It's the SNES
number one.
It's
everything else you can
have.
It's
number one SNES, number two Mario Kart 64. Don't care.
Number two GoldenEye.
Hers are like house,
oh,
car.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw the video.
Well, both cars.
All the monies.
Jimmy Fallon had Pierce Brosnan on for this November Man movie or some crap.
Oh, God, yes.
And then they're playing GoldenEye.
Oh!
We got him to play GoldenEye, so we got him to play As Bond. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
The N64.
Yeah. Oh, my GoldenEye.
Okay.
And he's just like, I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, time to kill you, Mr. Bond. And he just starts firing at him.
Oh, that game. I used to play that 24/7.
Oh,
you could
never
tell where one wall ended. Wall,
that's what made it so intriguing.
No.
I mean, especially going back to it now. There's no chance.
It's so bad now.
Yeah.
Like, I went back to it, and it was like, we were like, yes.
You own it?
Like, oh, yeah, first-person shooter. I got this.
You're like, oops, walked off a cliff. What the hell just happened?
You don't aim. Like,
you
literally don't aim.
Yeah.
You can't invert the controls, at least where we're playing on.
Yeah.
I mean, they are auto-inverted. So, like the left trigger lets you, like, walk around, and then the right trigger you think would, like, let you, you know, playing, like, current shooters, like, let you turn and, like, walk down a corner and aim at something. Nope. You do that, like, you move your other corner, and it's like, oh, let me look down, straight down.
Yeah,
the
back
ground.
Then, Adam, it was a real skill. Everyone shot from the hip. That's what happens.
From the hip, no aiming, just pow! No zoom.
Oh, my God. I love the paintball.
Oh, God. And throwing knives where you're just standing there going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the chopping. Just running around just chopping wildly.
Yeah. Conker's Bad Fur Day actually isn't that bad if you
go back. Yeah, no. It's just awesome. GoldenEye was like the walls and the environments were awful. And but that game was so fun for some
reason.
Oh,
it was
so
like
great.
A false wall.
Yeah.
Like, where you'd, like, walk through it and be like, oh, yeah, I forgot this thing was here. Like,
oh, there was one of the maps, I think it was, like, The Office, and there was only 4 or 5 different spawn points, and 4 of them were all right next to each other, and one was way off in a distance. So you would kill a guy, and then you just run between all 3 of them, open the doors, wait for them to spawn, and just shoot him again, and then just run around, wait for them to spawn, shoot him again.
Oh, that's called a spawn camping.
Yes, it is.
That happens a lot.
Yes, especially in GoldenEye, and especially on that one level. Just made it really funny. He's like, is he in this door? No. Is he in this door? Hey, there he's fading in.
Yeah, but thank God technology has improved and there's now random elements of spawning.
Yeah,
I remember having to play the game with like cardboard dividers because you'd always play with somebody that was like looking
at your
screen.
I never played with cardboard dividers.
Like you'd like tape them onto the.
Oh
like,
yeah.
So
I know what you're
like,
talking
other
about.
People couldn't like see where you were at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you could actually tell where they were on that map anyway. It was just generic blob. You're like, ooh, he's by the white wall.
I also love
every wall is white.
Ooh, he's by the new trees.
The radar is literally like a yellow dot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, if you're on the same level as them, they're also yellow.
Sure.
But otherwise, there's like no clue. You're like, they're over there somewhere. Like,
yep. Good times.
So your line is, no, that's what I call overkill.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Now that's what I call overkill.
Cut in the actual.
Yeah, well, you actually cut in the Unreal Tournament.
I will try.
Okay,
I'll see. But do it anyway on your own
in the event, because that would be great. God, that game was fun as shit.
What?
Oh wait, I can't say shit.
What?
Can I say shit? Yeah.
No.
There's a new one coming out. I think.
What game?
Unreal.
Unreal Tournament.
Oh, yeah,
like the original ones. Oh my God, that game was so fun.
Colin, did you give up on Destiny?
Headshot.
I'm not in the beta. I was in the alpha.
I thought you were in beta.
And then lost access.
Mm. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good when I played it.
Was it like Halo?
It was very similar.
Surprise!
I mean, it's better.
But yeah, similar.
Yeah, it's like Halo. Different story, same game.
The game I can't wait for.
There was no story to it. It was just kind of a. MMO. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Yeah.
Man,
I didn't get to play it long enough to really get a good explanation for what it was. I am ready to get this podcast started.
Let's roll.
Yep.
Let's get it started.